It's a rather well-made makeshift catapult, if I may say so myself. It's a pile of very colourful brochures for the fiery pits of Rondor. It's a strong elastic band. It's a pile of small pebbles. It's a small forked sapling. It's a bucket of floor wax. It's a book of souvenir matches. This magical map is used to speed around the game. Use it to save or load a saved game. Or if you're a complete wimp, then you could use it to quit out of the game. It's the magnet with a rope tied to it. It's a jar full of rather disgusting smelly liquid. It's a packet of super extra strong mints. It's a very strong hacksaw. It's lucky my hat is fireproofed. It's a metal slops bucket with a hole in the side of it. I wonder where the rest of the rat is. It's a goblin key made from two teeth and a pencil. It's covered in scribblings. It's sordid spellbook. It looks just like mine. Apparently it's some sort of magical metal polish. It's a small squeaky thing that likes cheese. It's a suspiciously smelling pouch. There's eight of them. The Great Ring. It has strange symbols on it. It tells you all about magic wands. It smells of 100-year-old Gorgonzola. I can turn people into stone with this. I can't imagine what use I'll have for it. You can go up it or down it. It's a triangular shaped piece of wood. It's a metal bar from inside a bell. I hope it's not like the one up the stairs. Whoever he was, he had an enormous nose. It's long and hard with a pointy end. It's an extremely shiny shield. It has a fossil in the middle of it. It's a box of safety matches. It's a beekeeper's hat and fashion accessory. I suppose it's the equivalent of a giant joint for bees. It's a fine example of a bucket of water. It says equal rights for trolls on it. It's a fine example of its kind. It's super-powered elephant cold remedy. It's a carbon dioxide fire extinguisher. My mahogany has been munched by a horde of woodworm. It's a block of valuable wood, a complex arrangement of valves and metal tubes. It's the oldest thing in the entire game. It's a special super-hard axe head. It's a lump of metal-bearing rock. It's set to Milrith finding mode. It's a shopping list addressed to the storekeeper in town. It has the words, "Drink me," on the bottle. It doesn't work. I don't know why I bought it. I wonder if I should ask for a refund. It's a branch from a tree. It's got something stuck in the end of it. It's a lump of sticky yellow wax from the beehive. It's my WizKid club wallet. It's full of useless junk. Gold pieces. It's a powerful-looking wizard's staff. It's a rock. It looks really upset. It's a small pebble. They're fine examples of their kind. I pounded it out of some seeds. It's a single strand of white dog hair. It's a piece of wood with a burnt end. It looks like a lump of kryptonite. It's a voucher for a free glass of beer at the Drunken Druid. It's a hook attached to a length of rope. It's not a Yale. It's a feather. It's made from real dwarf hair. It's a wood nail. It's a tungsten carbide lightweight claw hammer. It's a specimen collecting jar for invertebrates. It's a special herb with strange properties. There's enough beer in this barrel for a really good night with the lads. It's a maple leaf. It looks like the sort of thing a witch might fly on. It's a magical mushroom with "Eat Me" written on it. It's an empty wooden bucket. It's a fine example of its kind. They look like hairdressing scissors. I've finally got my spellbook back. A pin used as a foothold for climbing across a rock face. I got them from the oaf in the forest. Big, green, and fruity. I've already got it. It's too big for me. It's not mine to pick up. I prefer blondes. I'm too young for that. I'd rather not if it's all the same to you. It's securely locked. It's already open. I don't think she'd like that very much. I don't want to let all the junk loose. It's too powerful for me. It was never designed to be opened. I'm not qualified to do that. I don't think I'll bother. It probably doesn't work anyway. I think I'd better save it for an emergency. It's a little too hard for my liking. I think I'd better save them until I need warming up. It's nice to know you care about my well-being. I'll leave that to the heavy metal roadies. Find me some applesauce and I'd be happy to. It's okay, I'm not thirsty. It's meant for elephants. They'd get stuck in my teeth. I'd prefer something stronger. I hate melon. That's not part of a balanced diet. I'd prefer chicken. I'm saving it for sordid. I don't think I'll find any Milrith around here. I'd probably get arrested for breach of the peace. There's no point. It's blocked up with something. No way! Not after what happened last time. I wouldn't know where to begin. I don't see the point. What's the point when there are no bees around? What's the point when there are no bees around? That doesn't work. The hammer's not heavy enough to break the rock. The hammer's not heavy enough to break the rock. What a waste of time and energy. I don't see the point. I don't think it's much use to me here. I think I'd better wait until I really need it. No way. I might catch something. I'm already wearing it. I'll wear it when I need it. My sense of fashion dictates otherwise. I'm not Dr. Doolittle, you know. I'm not Dr. Doolittle, you know. I think they're asleep. I'm not Dr. Doolittle, you know. It is impossible to strike up an intelligent conversation with an inanimate object. That's just plain silly. I don't think he'd find any use for it. It's already closed. It's already sealed shut. It was never designed to be closed. Can't be done. I'm not wearing it. That's just plain silly. It has the word beer chalked on it. It says that the only way a magic wand can be destroyed is to throw it into the fiery pits of Rondor. There's a spell here to return demons to hell. You need a double square with 8 candles, a mouse, and a human skull. You also need to know the demon's true names. It's Sordid's money pouch with his sock in it. Its surface is dull and tarnished. A jar full of revolting swamp gunk. It looks like someone has been trying to use my spellbook. Do you really want me to read it all again? The broomstick I won when I thrashed the old witch. Dear Simon, I am pleased to announce that you have been chosen from literally hundreds of hopeful candidates to perform a death-defying but extremely worthwhile quest, for which you will be rewarded quite a lot. All you have to do is rescue me from the hands of the evil sorcerer Sordid. Feel free to use my extremely valuable spellbook and dog to assist you. Look forward to seeing you soon. Wish you were here. Love and kisses. Calypso, Grand High Wizard of the Village of Fleur-de-Lis. P.S. Before you can use the spellbook, you must become a wizard. There are some wizards hanging around in the local tavern who can help you. P.P.S. Use this magic postcard and map to help you. I can't get out of here at the moment. I don't think the troll would be too pleased if I did that.
Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?
Here we are. It's only me, the littlest Billy Goat Gruff. I'm going to the meadow to make myself fat.
Then I'm gonna gobble you up.
Oh no, please don't gobble me up. I'm far too little and not at all fat. Wait until the second Billy Goat Gruff comes along. He's much fatter than I am.
Very well. Be off with...
No! That's all wrong. Referring you to page 23 of the text, I say the he's much fatter than I am bit, at which point you say, very well, be off with you. And then you wait for the second Billy Goat Gruff and so on. It's dead easy.
Listen, Mr. Gruff. Every day I get knocked into the Bloody River and I'm fed up with it. I'm starving. Therefore, contrary to popular children's tale...
Now come on, Mr. Troll. You signed the contract for this job, so say a bit and let me past, or start cleaning out your office.
Let me tell you something. I don't care for this job or the office. In fact, I'm about to terminate my contract with the Gruff, Gruff and Gruff Corporation.
Can't we be reasonable here? It doesn't make sound economic sense for you to do that. Why don't we talk this over like civilized adults?
Survival of the fittest, I'm afraid, Mr. Gruff. Let's examine basic survival instincts for a moment. I'm a big, powerful carnivore, and you are a weak, defenseless herbivore. By rights, I should be currently cleaning your remains out of my teeth.
Referring you once again to the text, you will observe that by refraining from eating me, you will have the opportunity to devour my somewhat larger brother over there.
Mr. Gruff, you've always been a considerate employer. I've always had my Christmas bonus, etc. So I've decided not to eat you, but to take industrial action instead. I'm forming a picket line. No one may cross the bridge until further notice.
Hello.
For the last time, go away.
Excuse me, Mr. Goat.
Look, buzz off, kid. I'm trying to sort something out.
Ahem.
Look, can't you see I'm busy?
You're a very rude person, Mr. Goat. By the sacred beard of J.R.R. Tolkien, prepare to die. What's goat into you? Fine, I know when I'm not wanted.
Good. Leave it out, sonny. Go and cry to Mummy. I'd better order some fresh underwear. Ho, ho, ho. Go and pester someone else.
Nice beard. Very original. Goats can't talk, you know. I'm a powerful sorcerer, Mr. Goat, so watch it. I don't take orders from common farmyard animals.
You cheeky little sh**.
There's no call for bad language. I'll keep an eye open for little Bo Peep for you. Your mother was a sheep. That's some body hair problem you've got there. I'm off to talk to someone interesting instead.
How dare you?
Top of the morning to you, Mr. Troll. May I cross the bridge, please? Excuse me, but you've spelt rights wrong on your placard. What appears to be the problem here? Sorry, I thought you were someone else.
You spelt rights wrong on your last sentence. No, no one may cross the bridge until I have satisfaction. I demand satisfaction, and until I get it, no one may cross the bridge.
Luckily for you, I'm a traveling satisfaction salesman. What do you want? And a fine bridge it is, too. Fine. I'll just go and get some.
I clean it every day, and no one shall cross it until I have satisfaction. Really? Perhaps you can tell me what satisfaction is. I told you, satisfaction, whatever that is. No one shall cross the bridge until I have satisfaction.
Okay, so there are no other ways across?
No, only this way.
I'm back. Will you let me across now?
Not until I have satisfaction.
Why are you unhappy? Satisfaction are small furry rodents with a nasty disposition. Satisfaction, noun. Satisfying or being satisfied in regard to desire or want or doubt. I have some fine examples of it in my pocket.
Eh? Let me see it.
I appear to have left it at home.
Every day these juicy, fat billy goats come down here to cross the bridge. I know how the story goes and all that, but I'm dying of starvation. Until I get a goat to eat, no one may cross the bridge.
Why don't you just eat these two now? You could do with some meat on your bones. No problem, sir. How would you like your goat? Fine. I'll find another way across then.
These two are protected. Their big brother is a really tough customer, you know. Believe me, I should know. If I lay a claw on them, then I would have eaten those two by now if it wasn't for their big brother. He's a really tough old goat. If I lay a claw on them,
Stew would be nice. It's been a long time since I had goat stew. All I want is some goat to eat. Is that too much to ask?
I'll see what I can do, okay? You're scared of a billy goat? Jeez, what's the world coming to, eh? Looks like you're up the creek without a paddle. Can't you eat something other than goat?
This is no ordinary billy goat. He's 12 feet long and horns like you've never seen. Things were better in the olden days. I never had this problem then. All I want is some goat to eat. Nothing else is quite the same. I've tried loads of other things. Chickens, rabbits, pigs. But none of them are a patch on goat. All I want is a little goat to eat. Is that too much to ask?
Fine. I'll go get some goat for you, okay? How would you like your goat? Mustache, I forgot to feed my wombat.
Stewed would be nice. It's been ages since I had a stewed goat.
I'll see what I can do for you, okay?
Thanks a lot.
You realize that action of this type is in direct violation of subsection 3, paragraph 4 of our contract. Can't we talk about this like civilized adults? Look. Let's be reasonable about this. I really could do with some luscious grass. I'm sure we can come to some sort of agreement. Okay, you've made your point. There are other trolls, you know. You've got no right to do this. I'll go and get the biggest gruff brother. You've gone too far now.
I shall not.
He's stopping anyone from crossing the bridge. The billy goat is trying to reason with the troll.
Hang on a minute. What's with the whistle around your neck?
It's a magic whistle. It's mine. You can't touch it. Why don't you have a go and find out?
Magic, eh? Give it here. Give it here. Let's have a look at it. They say curiosity killed the troll. But here goes. That did a lot. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. I was just going to suggest eating you and...
Yeah, sick him.
Righty-ho.
Oh.
You've been picking on my friend.
No, sir.
He seems to think otherwise.
Ow!
What should I do with him?
Chuck him in the stream.
Okie dokie. Everything okay now?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
See ya.
Nice one.
Oi, dwarves only.
I am a dwarf.
Course you are. Now sod off, or taste the sharp end of me spear.
Nice people.
I thought I told you to get lost.
But I am a dwarf.
Look, pal, dwarves have beards. Now push off.
I shaved it off.
If you ain't out of my sight in 3 seconds... All right, mate.
All right.
What's the password, then?
Is it... beer? Password.
You can't come in without a password.
Shucks. I guess I've forgotten it. Sorry, mate.
Rules is rules. No, try again. You may pass.
Right on. Abacus? Abby? Abdomen? Abbott? Academy? Accent? Ace? Ascetic? Acid? Acne? Acorn? Acrobat? Additive? Adrenaline? Adverb? Advert? Agenda? Alarm? Albumin? Algebra? Alkali? Allergy? Alligator? Alloy? Alter? Ambrosia? Ammonia, amphibian, ample, amulet, anagram, annelid, anorexic, anode, Antifreeze? Antimony? Antiseptic? Antler? Aphid? Apple? Apricot? Arachnid? Archer? Armor? Array? Arsenic? Asparagus? Asphalt? Assassin? Astral? Asylum? Atom? Atropine? Attic? Attorney? Aura, author, autumn, average, avocado, axial, baby, bacteria, bailiff, bakelite, baldric, ballast, bamboo, bandicoot, banister, banquet, baptism, bard, baritone, barium, baroque, barrow, basilisk, bass, batman, batter, bead, beak, bear, bedroom, beer? Wow! Very sophisticated. Itchy, though. Ah, that's better. I'm not wandering around wearing this beard. It's too itchy. Oh, look. There's a word written on it. He looks miserable.
Woe is me. What shall I do? I should have known this would happen. Why didn't I listen to my mother? How will I live? I'll have to sell everything. I knew it was too good to be true. I'll be the laughing stock of the guild.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
You look like you need cheering up. Tell me of what ails you, woodcutting person. The sun has got his hat on. Hip 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 hooray. Down on your luck, mate.
Very observant. No one could cheer me up. My life is in ruins. It's not worth it. I may as well accept the future fate has planned for me. My life is in ruins. Who are you? A wandering minstrel?
A wandering minstrel?
I like minstrels, but I doubt if even you could cheer me up at the moment.
Nonsense! It's never too late to be of good cheer. Still, it's a wonderful world we live in, eh? You just gotta take the rough with the smooth. Life ain't a bed of roses, you know.
That's easy for you to say. In my case, I just have to take the rough with the rougher. Even if it were, I'd get scratched by the thorns. What did I do to deserve this?
What exactly is the problem? I hope your bad luck's not catching. Who were you talking to? You really are an old misery guts.
It's not so much bad luck. My main woe is trees. Hernia the Hunter, God of the Forest, and Twisted Guts. It's trees that are the problem, though. Do you want to know why?
Okay, why?
Trees.
Trees?
Trees.
The big, hard, brown things with green bits?
Trees, yes.
How can a tree be a problem? I thought woodcutters were problems for trees. What's wrong with the trees?
Not these trees around here. It's not all trees. Just the ones around here.
What's so special about these trees? Is it true that you can tell the age of a tree by counting its rings?
Of course. They have some sort of magical protection over them. The blows of my axe just bounce off.
Why don't you just go back to a normal forest? Were you holding the axe the right way around? Sounds like they must be rubber trees to me. Who would magically protect a tree? I'm a wizard, actually.
I tried holding it in every way imaginable, but to no avail. Yeah, I guessed as much. Wizards are a weird bunch. Who could guess at their motives? I'm not in the mood for jokes, minstrel. Because all my money is tied up in this house, I can't afford to go back. It looked like a real woodcutter's paradise in the brochure. Now I know why none of the others came here.
Why don't you just buy a magical axe? I bet you feel a proper fool. There must be something you could do.
All right. Don't rub it in. Do you know how much those things cost? The only thing that'll help me is an axe made of Milrith.
Milrith?
It's an anagram of Mithril. It's also the hardest metal known to man.
I'll keep an eye out for some for you. Well, there you are then. Problem solved. What? Harder than diamond? You should make your axe out of me. I'm well hard.
Then you'll be looking for a long time. It's incredibly rare, and I don't know anyone that's ever seen any. No, it isn't. Milrith is incredibly rare. I don't know anyone that's ever seen it. Diamond's not a metal. But it's harder than diamond. It's rarer too. I don't know anyone that's ever seen it. I doubt you're as hard as Milrith. You're not as rare either. I've never even heard of anyone that's seen it.
Have you tried the dwarves? If it's that rare, then I doubt I could find any. Rare? What, like uncooked meat? I haven't seen any either.
If you want Mithril, dwarves is fine. But those stunty buggers don't know anything about Milrith. When I asked, all they did was give me this metal detector. When I spoke to the dwarves, they just laughed at me and sold me this metal detector. Not really. Rare, as in a straight real estate salesman. I spoke to the dwarves about it and they just laughed and gave me this metal detector. That doesn't surprise me. When I asked the dwarves, I just laughed and gave me this metal detector.
Give me the metal detector, and I'll have a look round. Do you think there may be some around here? What's a metal detector doing in this dimension? Did it do any good? I'm sorry, but your whinging is boring me to death. Bye.
Okay. You can't do any worse than me, I suppose.
You're on.
I don't know. Here, take this and have a look for yourself. You can't do any worse than me.
Okie dokie.
What are you doing in this dimension?
Working for the good of the people.
This metal detector's detecting metal. Why don't you take it and look around for some Melriff? You couldn't do any worse than me.
Okay.
If it had done, then I wouldn't be here now, would I? Why don't you take the bloody thing? You couldn't do any worse than me.
Okay.
I've got plenty to whinge about. Hang on a second.
Yes?
You might as well take this metal detector. You can't do any worse than me.
Okay. Yo, woodcutting person.
Oh, hello. Any luck?
Well, I did manage to find this. Happy birthday. I've got you a new axe head. I found some, but it's still buried in the mountains. None whatsoever.
My hopes weren't high. Leave me alone. I'm going through an all-time low. Cool. It's Milriff, all right. All I need now is for it to be made into an axe head.
And how do you suggest I do that?
Try the blacksmith in the village.
Why can't you do it?
I'm afraid we don't see eye to eye.
Why's that?
I spilt his pint.
Oh, right.
Great. How are you going to dig it up?
Dunno.
Glad everything's under control.
Hiya!
Leave me alone. I'm going through an all-time low. I don't believe it. Lady luck must be shining on me today. I'm off to try it out. Watch out, trees. Here I come.
It's a door set into an old tree. That was a lucky escape. I'd better knock. It's already closed. It's already open. It's fixed down. Hello? Anybody home?
Hello?
Hiya.
I is so pleased.
Well, actually, I think I've got the wrong house. There's half pong in here. Are you some sort of boggy person?
Not a boggy persling. I is one and only swampling, the bestest cook in the land. People come for around miles to eat swamp stew.
But it smells... revolting. Let me out of here before I chuck up. Delicious. It's disgusting. Let me out before I hurl.
Wow! I thought you were my first birthday friend. I thought you'd come to play with me for my birthday. No one ever comes to see me anymore.
Oh, don't cry. I've come to see you. I'm not surprised. I'd rather visit a warm cesspit. I'd love to stay and chat, but I'm on an important quest. It's your birthday. I feel a serious guilt trip coming on.
It is. Nobody had arrived here yet. I is spending ages making swamp stew, and I is saving my money for hats and cakes. I invited all my bestest friends. I can't wait for them to get here.
I had no idea it was your birthday.
My actual birthday was 2 weeks ago. I don't mind you being late, though. Everyone else is. I think your costume's really good.
Don't worry, though. I've come for your birthday.
Sit! Sit! I bring special birthday stew.
I can't eat that. I'll die. What's in this stuff? I only just ate. Sorry. Okay, I'll give it a whirl.
Ancient secret recipe. Can't tell secret ingredients. Except one. Swamp mud. Very important ingredient.
Mud? And you expect me to eat this?
Nobody likes swamplings cooking no more. I spent hours making stew and then have to throw it. No one comes to eat here now.
If it makes you any happier, I'll eat your stew. Don't waste it. I quite fancy a bowl now.
Goody! I'm very pleased with this batch. Extra woodlouse works well.
I wish this was happening to you instead of me.
I think I hear someone.
Hey.
You come back.
I'm sorry I left. I had important business, only to advise better personal and culinary hygiene. I'm a health inspector, and I'm putting your stew in quarantine.
Everyone comes back after smelling swamp stew. I know you couldn't resist delicious stew. Taste first, quarantine later. Sit, sit. I bring special birthday stew.
Hang on, I didn't agree to...
Friend, I give my friend special swamp stew. Ancient and secret recipe, handed down from swamplin to swamplin for generations. Sit! Sit! Eat up your stew!
It's a door set into an old tree. It's warm swamp mud. It's an empty wooden chest. It's a trapdoor set in the floor. It's a set of ladders leading out the back of the swampling's house. It's a fishing net. It's a small bucket. It's the empty stew pot that the swampling cooks his stew in.
I knew you'd come back for more!
Actually, I...
Sit! Sit! I bring you lovely stew!
Oh, no. I can't hack any more of this stuff. I'm out of here. Not again.
I hope you like it. Plenty more for friend.
Please, have mercy. No more for me, thanks. I'm stuffed. It was delicious, but I really have to go now. Okay, just one more bowlful.
Eat up. It good for you.
Oh, no.
You finished? I'm so sorry. I'll just go collect ingredients to make more. Stay here. I'll be back soon.
Thank God I won't have to eat any more of that stuff. I couldn't rob him of his livelihood. They're ladders leading up to the swampling's house. Whoa, this plank is loose. It's fixed down. It's a loose piece of planking. It's a statue of a pygmy warrior woman. There's nothing here. I don't think I could shout loud enough to wake him. He's in a deep sleep. If I could find a way to knock it over, I could get across the chasm. There's nothing here. It's a pile of teak. It's a pile of oak logs. It's a pile of ebony blocks. It's a few blocks of cedar. It's a pile of rosewood. Thin slivers of Boeotian cherry wood. I like mahogany. I'm allergic to teak. I'm allergic to oak. I'm allergic to ebony. I'm allergic to cedar. I'm allergic to rosewood. I'm allergic to Boeotian cherry wood. It's a sturdy wooden door. It's a box of groceries for the goblins. It's already closed. It's dark in here. Lucky I'm only small. I wonder when we'll get there. It's a sturdy wooden door. Apparently the place is called the Drunken Druid. Good thing I've got a big hat. It's already closed. He's very muscular. Hey man, heavy metal. It's large, wooden, and completely locked. Good morning. He's too engrossed in his work to hear me. It's locked. It's already closed. No one will miss this old thing. Can you do anything with this?
I can do anything you want with such fine metal.
Good, because I need an axe head made for me.
No problem, as long as I can keep what's left over.
Sure.
Cheers, mate.
Psst, did you say...
Hey, me? Yes.
What do you want?
You interested in any priceless antique porcelain figurines?
Not really.
They're handcrafted by the ancient ones of Grail.
No thanks.
I've got lots of other priceless antiques. Anyone for a gold piece?
Let's have a look then. How come you can sell priceless antiques for so little? Have you got any hint books for this game? Sorry, I'm really not interested.
It's the recession. I've got lots of one-off bargains. Sorry, sold the last one 5 minutes ago. I've got lots of other stuff, though. Who needs your custom, anyway? Anything on the mat is yours for only one gold piece. See anything takes your fancy?
Not really. Have you got any magical stuff? I'll have some of that worthless junk, please. No, but I've got something that might take yours.
Worthless junk? You insult my professional honesty, sir. All this junk was handcrafted thousands of years ago. It's priceless, and yet I, like a fool, sell them for next to nothing. Now, is there anything you want or not? Really? Let's have a look then. Change your mind, eh? I've got lots of stuff to interest anyone at stupid prices. Extra cheap for wizards. So, you've come back? Now, is there anything you want or not? But of course I have. For the right price, firstly, there's a strength potion. Watch. Genuine, long-lasting, fast-acting strength potion. Yours for only 10 gold pieces. 3 gold pieces then? But that's the last I go. What do you say?
I know a bargain when I see one. I'll take it. Can I see something else? I've changed my mind about magical stuff.
Pleasure doing business with you. Would you like to see something else?
No more magical stuff. Yes. Okay then. No thanks. I'm spent out.
Goodbye then.
Well, have you got any magical stuff? No, but I may have something you want. Have you got any dodgy salesman repellent? Not really. Bye.
I'm afraid not. Is there anything else you want? Really? Let's have a look at it. Sold out. Just last week. Is there anything else you want? Who needs your business anyway? I've got 10 of these in the warehouse. Can't get rid of the things. Don't waste my time. Now, is there anything you want or not? Certainly, sir. What I have here is a one-off. It's a unique, magical invisibility amulet. Watch. Can you see yourself?
No.
And this can be yours for only 5 gold pieces. I can't say fairer than that. Now, can I?
It's amazing! I'll take it. Can I see something else? I've changed my mind about magical stuff.
Pleasure doing business with you. Would you like to see something else?
No more magical stuff. Yes, okay then. No thanks. I'm on a tight budget this month.
Farewell, sir. That's all the magical stuff I've got. That was the last of it anyway. Do you see anything else interest you?
Maybe I've got something that would interest you. No, all the rest is junk. Goodbye.
Really? Let's have a look at it. Who needs your custom anyway? This is nice. Very nice. Dwarven, I wager. It's one of those gems that changes colour. I'll give you 4 pieces for it.
Don't make me laugh. I want at least 40. 4 gold pieces? That's a quality gemstone, that is. I think I'd better take it elsewhere.
40 gold pieces? Ha! Huh. Oh, I get any higher than 10. Okay, wait a second. How about 10 gold pieces?
It's an improvement, but still daylight robbery. I don't think we see eye to eye on this, pal. I'm tempted.
Okay, 15 pieces. But only because I like the look of you.
Let's call it a nice even 20 and be done with it. I think we're playing in different baseball leagues. Sorry, I promised my associates I would get at least 20.
Okay, okay. 18 gold pieces it is.
Pardon?
20 then. But you drive a hard bargain, no mistake. I bet go and put it somewhere safe. Bye.
I wonder how he did that. A shifty-looking bloke selling bric-a-brac. I wonder why there's no graffiti on it. Hey, mate, you interested in a priceless gem?
Give here. I'll have a look at it.
I love wagon wheels. It's locked. I don't need to. It's got a big hole in it. It already is. I could never get through all that. I took some beeswax from the hive. This must be an extremely low-budget candy house. It's got a big hole in it. I'm not going too close. All the bees are stoned. It's stuck to the beehive. There's no fuel left in the smoke box. I've got nothing to light the fuel with. I'm not going to try that without some protection. A sturdy wooden door. A heap of highly magical and smelly compost. I won't bother if that's all the same to you. That would completely overpower my pheromones. Wow, this must be good compost. It's all laid and ready for tea. Looks very comfortable, just like Granny used to have. She's asleep on the floor. She's too fat to pick up now. Find me some applesauce and I'd be happy to. I'm not Dr. Doolittle, you know. I haven't got time for lazing around. The door appears to be stuck shut. It's already closed. No way. I don't know where it's been. I haven't got the heart to wake him. What would I want with that pile of junk? It's already open. It's already closed. I prefer my dog cooked. A shallow drawer in the wizard's writing desk. You wouldn't expect to see one of those here. It must be Calypso's junk. A strange picture with strange symbols around it. It's my little dog, Chippy. Oh, look. There's a pair of scissors in here. Oh, great. I'm stuck here in this stinking world in these stinking clothes and not a pizza bar in sight. Lucky this is just a dream or I'd be really worried. For my first trick, pulling the dog out of the hat. Thank you, Chippy. Now for some credits. Impressed, eh? Well, watch this. Let me try that again. The wand never fails. I'm getting the idea. And now for my next trick. Oh, well, back to the old drawing board. Pretty good, huh? I'm entirely self-taught, you know. I can't believe you've watched this far. I would have skipped through it by now. I can smell burning. Hang on. Ow! Ow! Oh! Ow! Oh! Woof! 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 I'd like to see you do better. I wonder if I can find a better dog in here. I didn't even have time to get a phone number. And now, for all you traditionalists, knocks them dead every time. Now for the woman again. Never mind. I like a woman with spirit. This homework is really bugging me. I think I'll find the dog and put it in the dryer again. So that's where you are. What's this? Ye oldie spellbookie. What a load of old rubbish.
Okay, gobbos. This magic paper bring food. I thought I heard something. Alizigi. Alizangi. Alizongi. Alizungi.
Wow!
Huh? Hi, how do you do?
Lunchtime!
Not much meat on him.
Down food!
Need more pepper.
It's fixed to the fireplace. There's a very hot fire burning in it. The fire has been extinguished. A hook used for hanging a pot over the fire. I've already put out the fire. I love these things. Even I'm not stupid enough to try that. I can't do that. I've just remembered I do know something about beans. What appears to be the problem?
Are you a farmer?
Do I look like a farmer?
No.
but you could be wearing a costume.
I see.
Know anything about magic beans?
What I don't know about magic ain't worth knowing. What beans? Not a sausage. This conversation is insane. Goodbye.
I am not interested in sausages. Do you know anything about magic beans? Or not?
No.
You're a fine help then, aren't you? Magic beans. I've swapped them for a cow with a peddler. He said they were magic beans and would lead to fortune and glory.
And?
I planted them there, but they haven't grown an inch yet.
He doesn't look very intelligent. There are still some beans left in the puddle. The puddle of water I poured onto the beans.
Why aren't my beans growing then?
Hey?
I planted them here, but they haven't grown an inch yet.
Maybe you should water them. Nature takes time to work. It's wondrous magic. I think you've been conned, mate. Maybe they're dud beans.
But these are magic beans. They grow instantly. No, the peddler told me he was an old friend of mine. He even bought me a drink. They can't be. They came from the same batch as the ones that Jack used. Water them. Why would I want to do that?
To make them grow?
That sounds like a good idea. I'll tell you what. You go and get the water, and I'll keep watch.
Actually, I...
And if you're lucky, I'll split the fame and fortune with you. Have you got the water yet?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Good. Pour it on the seeds, then.
I'm working on it. Here's your water.
Don't give it to me. Pour it on the seeds. You drown them. I have to go and dry them out now.
I think this is my cue to exit. I'm one step ahead of you, mate.
Well, don't just stand there, then. Pour it on the seeds.
I can see the dragon's treasure down there. How do you suggest I do that? How do you suggest I do that? This is silly. Everyone knows gold isn't magnetic. I haven't got anything to lower it down on. That wasn't much of a hoard. The woodworm have beaten me to it.
Got any spare wood on you, mate?
Did you just hear something?
Just a bit of balsa or plywood. We're not fussy.
I must be hearing things. I could have sworn I heard a voice. I think I need to sit down.
Get off me! I couldn't breathe under there. My whole life flashed before my eyes.
There has to be some sort of logical explanation for this.
You could at least look at me when you're talking to me. Just because I'm begging doesn't mean I'm a bad person. You didn't honestly think you were talking to a tree stump, did you?
No. Of course not. What sort of fool do you take me for? I didn't expect talking woodworm, if that's what you mean. I pride myself on not talking to tree stumps or woodworm.
That's all right then. Sorry, I guess we got the wrong impression. No one expects the talking woodworm. That's such a typical attitude of humanity in general. You just presume that we can't talk. You don't bother actually trying to speak to us. That's racism for you, though. That's just so typical. Just because I've got 8 legs, you presume there's something wrong with me. It's racism, and that's what it is. Pure bloody-minded racism.
Look, I didn't mean to offend anyone. I'm sorry, but woodworm just don't talk where I come from. Racism? Against woodworm?
That's what they all say. One misplaced foot and 10 of my best friends never breathe again. And where's that, eh? Bloody posh in the town, I'll bet. You lot haven't got any time for a lowly woodworm. I've got a wife and 37 kids, you know. And that's just part of the problem. You don't even see us as people.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
We've got just as much right to draw breath as you have.
I'm sorry, okay? How can I make it up to you? Is there anything I can do to help? I don't really care. Goodbye. How come you woodworm are talking anyway? I don't really care for the forgiveness of a woodworm.
That's just so typical. You just presume we don't talk just because we're woodworm. Let me tell you something, mate. Your attitude is bloody typical of humanity in general. It makes me sick. You never talk to us. You just presume that woodworm can't talk. It's just racism to the third degree. You bloody humans are all the same. You never give insects a fair break. It's just bloody racism. That's what it is.
I'm back.
Come to apologise, have you?
Okay, I'm sorry. How can I make it up to you? No, I just wanted to drop some more cheap insults.
If that's your attitude, bugger off. Well, what we would really like is some really good quality wood. Something with real class. Teak, for example.
Or go for wood.
I reckon driftwood.
Driftwood?
How about a bit of ebony?
Ebony, yeah. What about balsa? I love a bit of balsa.
Ebony, balsa, ebony,
driftwood.
Shut up!
Shut up yourself, fatso.
Fatso? Look, he's talking, blubberbum.
Young hooligan, have some respect.
Sir F. Grandad.
I reckon it should be Oak. And I say Balsa. I still agree with Teak. Who cares what you think? Watch it, mate, or I'll do you an injury. Oh, yeah?
Yeah! It's been ages since we had gopher wood.
It's been ages since we had any wood.
Teak.
Balsa.
Oak.
Mahogany.
Good idea.
I fancy a bit of mahogany.
Yeah.
I'd still prefer teak.
Shut up.
Shut up. Mahogany it is then.
The tree stump containing the woodworm.
Woodworm, attack. That was wonderful.
Cozy in this hut, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Mind if we hang around here for a while? Damn sight better than a bloody stump.
No problem.
If you need us for anything, just shout, okay?
Fine. Weird.
You got that mahogany yet, then?
As a matter of fact, I have. How are you lot, then?
How's the search going?
Not bad, not bad.
Good. See you later.
I was talking to the player, not you. Sorry, but it's just that I've never seen a talking stump before. I think I'm going insane. Nice day for it. Oh, well, must be off.
Oh, right. So, ho ho ho, a talking stump, he says. Whoever heard of a talking stump?
I can't imagine how such a ludicrous thought came into my head.
Anyway, you should see a healer then, mate. Anyway, you got any spare wood or not? Oh, come on, mate. You must have a bit of chipboard spare at home. You know, the bit left over from your kitchen sink?
Are you trying to build yourself up again or something? I refuse utterly to acknowledge that I am talking to a tree stump. No, I haven't got any. What do you want it for, anyway? I'd give you wood if I could, but I can't, so I won't.
We're woodworm! We need wood to live, eh? You're not talking to a tree stump. We're woodworm! That's why we want wood. We're bloody starving! This stump's just about had it. What do you mean? We're woodworm! Isn't it obvious what we want it for? Oh, you couldn't do a woodworm a favour, could you?
Woodworm?
Of course.
What do I get out of it? Fine. Anything to help a woodworm in distress. I'll just go and get some then. I just happen to have some right here.
The satisfaction of knowing you've made an invertebrate's life more bearable.
I feel better just thinking about it.
You won't regret this, you know.
What's the awful racket? Can you shut up, please?
Sorry, old chap. Can't hear you.
Hello? Can I speak to you for a moment? No sign of life, Captain. Can you shut up for a minute?
I do beg your pardon.
Thank you. Why not? I could make it worth your while. How long haven't you been playing it for? Your conversation bores me. I bid you farewell.
I don't believe in giving perfectly good instruments away. Nothing holds more value to me than music. I got it cheap this morning at a car boot sale.
36, 24, 38, 100.
Oh, curses. It's broken.
This is your lucky day. I just happen to own a musical instrument repair parlour. I can have it done up for you in no time.
Really?
Sure. Just hand it over and I'll return it within an hour.
Please hurry up the repair of my sousaphone. Is it done yet? It's been over an hour. How long will I have to wait?
Just adding the finishing touches. Got a little problem with the front nozzle. Soon have it sorted. We're just waiting for the paint to dry. He's making an awful noise with his sousaphone. He's waiting for me to repair his sousaphone. It's the bard's sousaphone. I'm not staying here with that racket going on.
How can I help you?
You can't. I'm just passing through. You could start by never breathing again. What the hell is that thing? Do you do requests? Can I have your, thingy?
If you mean my sousaphone, then no. Oh. I see, old chap. I bid you good day. That thing is a sousaphone. It's a musical instrument. Certainly not. I'm a professional musician.
You could have fooled me.
What's that supposed to mean?
What I heard didn't sound too musical to me.
I see, old chap. I bid you good day.
You must be joking. We don't want him able to make that awful racket again. What's the point in talking to an empty hole? Hello? Dr. Von Jones?
Have you remembered where the fossil came from yet?
Hello in there!
Not now, my boy. I'm packing my things.
Hello? Is there anybody down there?
Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Have you got a permit for this, sir? Are you some sort of sewage worker? Why have you dug a hole in the middle of the forest? I'll be on my way then.
Permit? Ha! Do you not know who I am?
No, I don't. You're a pirate looking for buried treasure. You're fixing a gas leak. You're adding to your interesting rock collection.
Not bad. No, I'm the famous Dr. Von Jones.
The famous who? Of course, the renowned digger of deep holes. You can't fool me. You're a paleontologist, aren't you? What are you doing down there?
Philistine, I'm the most famous paleontologist in the world. I'm looking for the missing link between man and vegetable.
You mean Dan Quayle? And you reckon you're gonna find it down that hole? My name's Simon, not Philistine. Excuse me. I'm off to talk to some saner people.
No, I mean fossils, my boy. I am looking for fossils, my boy. I do not care for your name, my boy. I am looking for fossils. They are the key to this mystery. You haven't seen any lying around, have you?
Nah, as a matter of fact, I haven't. No. I just happen to have one right here.
If you do see any, be sure to let me know.
Okay.
Please go now. I've reached a new seam of very promising rock strata.
I can tell when I'm not wanted.
You have a fossil. This is excellent. Give it to me quickly.
Hello, Dr. Von Jones?
You have returned?
It would appear so.
You haven't seen any fossils around anywhere, have you?
Mr. Von Jones!
Where is my fossil you promised? Give it to me quickly, please. What is it now?
Nothing.
Shh, then. You'll disturb the fossils.
Catch!
I don't believe it! This is an extremely lucky find indeed. It's an amoeba from the Cambrian period. This could be it!
Will I be as famous as you for this?
Of course, of course! Just tell me where you found this specimen, my boy.
I haven't got a clue. What's it worth? It's in the Craggy Peaks. I left my metal detector there.
Curses!
Sorry.
Sink! You must know!
No.
Oh, bugger.
Tell you what, if I do remember, I'll come and tell you.
Mark this place for me, in case you forget it again. Fame, fortune, my name in lights.
Your name in lights?
Our name in lights. So where did you find it then? Excellent. I shall journey there immediately. Let me just get my things together.
Catch!
What is this?
You tell me. You're the expert.
It looks like a rock to me.
It's got a fossil in it.
I'll believe that when I see it. Take it back and get the fossil out.
Right. There's a strange man digging down there. It's now empty. It says, caution, paleontological dig in process. I can't reach them. I think you're supposed to smoke them.
Welcome to Naismith, the apothecary's taverna. Your number one for love potions, cure-alls and Oh, it's you.
Just thought I'd pop in. I'm on a real important quest. Can you help?
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Hiya, Frogman.
If you came in here for help, then you're going the wrong way about it. I expect you were looking for some free potions, since you rescued me.
That would be nice, yes. Well, now you come to mention it, one good turn deserves another. Just my little joke. Please accept my deepest apologies. I don't need help from an overrated hippie.
Hippie? If you're going to be like that, you can just leave.
Fine.
Come back to apologize, eh? You decided you need my help after all.
No. I just fancied a good laugh. Please accept my deepest apologies.
I am quite amusing, aren't I?
That's not quite what I meant.
Okay, I do have an exceedingly good potion I'm prepared to give you. However, it's a collector's item, and you must only use it as a last resort.
What exactly does it do? What's so special about it? Okay. Hand it over.
I don't know. It came from another dimension. One of my colleagues brought it back with him. He's been retired now, poor chap. Came back going on about rabbits and tea parties and the like. Very strange business.
I'll take it.
There is another condition, though.
Aha! The anticipated fine print.
If you want his fine potion, then you'll have to get me something. I need a special herb to help control my froggy condition. It's called Frogsbane. My sources inform me that it can only be found on a place called Skull Island. If you find it, then you can have the potion. Do we have a ribbit?
I suppose I'll have to get it now, or I'll never get hold of that potion.
Ribbit? Ribbit.
Sorry, old chum. No luck yet.
Ribbit.
I found it.
Ribbit.
Hi again.
Hello.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Bye.
Looks like he changed back to normal. He's polymorphed back into a frog. It's a papier-mâché moose head. They look just like the ones my brother grows. Can I have this cough medicine?
I suppose so. It's too powerful for humans anyway.
Fetch, froggy.
Ribbit. Thank you. I guess you want that potion now. Here you are. Though I'm loath to part with it.
That's okay. I was loath to part with the frogsbane.
I see.
Excuse me.
How can I help you?
No, no, no. How can I help you?
Don't listen to him. How can I help you?
A 10% discount if you let me help you.
A 20% discount from me?
30%.
40.
50.
Can I get any service or not?
What would you like, sir?
Hard information. Got any? I'd just like to have a look around. Is this some sort of freak show? I've got a shopping list from the goblins.
Be my guest.
No, be my guest. I don't know what you mean.
He's talking about us, idiot.
It was a freak accident, okay.
Okay.
Now, what sort of information?
What do you know about sordid? What's the square root of 1369? Who the hell is Carmen Miranda? Where's the door? I'd like to look around.
He likes jellied anchovies.
And perfume bath salts.
Anything else? 37. I don't know.
Nor do I. No need to be rude.
Be my guest.
No, no, no. Be mine.
How do, boys? What's new? I've got the shopping list from the goblins. See you around.
Not a lot. He's a little uglier, perhaps.
And he's a little stupider.
Bye. You're not the regular person.
He's sick.
No. Okay, then. Tell the delivery boy we'll leave it outside when we've finished making it up.
Okie dokie.
The asparagus jelly goes here with all the other jellies.
Yeah, I disagree. It should be put here with the other vegetables.
I say it goes here.
And I say it goes here.
Okay, but I need to go to the toilet.
No way. You'll have to restrain yourself.
Look, this is my body as much as it is yours.
No, it isn't. I was here first. You just sprouted out of my shoulder.
Who shouldn't have been mucking about with glowing rocks then?
Shut up.
I need the toilet.
Ask nicely.
Can we go to the toilet, please?
No.
I'll remember this, you know.
Was it you that put the organic soup here?
It goes better with all the other soups.
But it's organic, so it goes with the other organic stuff.
What the hell do you know?
It's a two-headed punk shopkeeper. It's a cake covered in pink icing. It's a garden rake. It's a storage bin for beans. It's a storage bin for corn. It's a storage bin for flour. They are wooden barrels. They are sacks full of rice. It's a wide variety of cosmetics. They are squares of chocolate cake. It reminds me of when I was a lad. They are bleached, detergent, washing powder and window cleaner. Soft, strong and thoroughly absorbent. They are non-stick Teflon cooking implements. They are all mushy romantic novels. It's an antique wooden cuckoo clock. I would like to buy this.
That's a special order.
It's broken. They're very expensive magic beans. You couldn't afford them.
We've had a lot of complaints about it.
There's none left.
They're reserved.
What would you want with them?
They're just display models. They're a special order. I can't sell you them. I like them too much.
This is a faulty batch. Those aren't for sale. I'm sorry, they're all reserved for Nonak the Barbarian. I can't sell them. I use them for cooking. I can't sell it. It's a family heirloom. That'll be 2 gold pieces. That'll be 1 gold piece.
That's extortion. Forget it. Okay. Here you are.
It comes with a free nail.
Anything else, sir?
I just like to browse. Excuse me? I'd prefer him cooked. I wouldn't want to wake him. Maybe I should talk to her first. I can't do that. The barman might see me. I've got a few more questions to ask you.
Fire away.
Hello.
What do you want, boy?
So, do you come here often? If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? What do you do when the sun goes down, babe? Hello.
What are you on, kiddo? Get out of here.
Hi, I'm doing a survey for Warrior Weekly. Would you care to take part? Hello. Care for a drink, sweet thing? You two would look great in my next movie.
Okay, then. Okay, then. What do you want, boy? No. Look, what do you want? What? What? What do you want?
I just wanted to ask you some questions. I love you. You. I want you. Nothing much. Excuse me, doll.
Oh, get a grip, you irritating adolescent.
I just want to ask you some questions.
You're not from some sort of magazine, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then.
You're not married, are you? Do you know anything about the evil wizard Sordid? What are your measurements? Would you like to slip into something more comfortable? No more questions, ladies. See ya. What are your hobbies? How are you planning on getting into the tower? Don't you get a little cold during the winter? What do you wear in bed? Have you always wanted to be barbarians? So how many heroic deeds have you done then? Where do you get get your armor? What did you have for breakfast this morning? What are your ambitions in life? Do you dye your hair? Damn, I've forgotten what they were now.
No. No. That's why we're here, actually. We've journeyed from the far northern steppes to battle with him. Through the perilous wastelands of Kring. Pausing only to defeat the evil tribe of Wedgie the Merciless. Across the plains of death. And the fields of doom, where we liberated the city of Tormer from the dark hordes of Kalish. We're now preparing to attack the Sorcerer's Tower and save the world.
Again! I'm a 38, 22, 34.
And I'm a 36, 24, 34. Get a grip on your hormones for a minute, please. You'd better give us a good review.
Or else!
Phew, it's awfully hot in here.
I like killing things and drinking a lot.
And I like needlework and decorative embroidery and killing things and drinking a lot.
Well, brute force has never failed us in the past.
But if that fails, then we've heard that the druid may be able to help.
We can't find him anywhere, though.
We just move around a lot.
If you know what we mean. Armor.
Thought as much.
I killed my first goblin when I was 4.
And we liberated our first city when we were 7.
We're second in the Barbarian Tag Team, 1st Division.
And still in the running for the Dismembered Orc Trophy.
Battle Dwarf Forge in Northgate. We've never been disappointed. Goblin Flakes and Orc's Eye, sunny side up. Yesterday we pledged to rid the land of orcs.
But we decided it was too easy.
So today our ambition is to kill Sordid. I use Orc's Blood to do mine.
And I use Troll Brains.
Hello again.
Yeah?
Good morrow, Barkeep.
Good morrow, lad.
Do you know where Calypso has got to? Incidentally, it's a fine establishment you have here. Heard any interesting gossip lately? Mix me a wet wizard, Barkeep. Good day, Barkeep. How about a warlock surprise? Can you do me a cool red witch?
Nah, but then that old geezer is always going off without telling anybody. Collecting magical ingredients, he says. Who knows what sort of harm could befall him? Especially with that sordid character running about. I'm very proud of the drunken druid. It's my pride and joy. People come from the whole village to raise a jar in here. I've got a reputation of fine service and even finer ales. Business is especially good at the moment, though, because of some guy called Sordid. Well, it's reputed that King Tristan II has married a tree. Apparently, the tree has produced many fine saplings by him. Good day, lad. Hang on a moment.
What do you know about Sordid? Where might I find Calypso? How come you've got a fruit machine in here, then? How's the bartending trade, then?
Very little. He lives up in the craggy peaks and generally keeps himself to himself. He's boosted my trade tenfold, though. If I were you, I'd look around the forest. He's normally out there somewhere. Fruit machine? It's never made any fruit. I bought it off a bunch of wizards a few months back. They told me they'd sell it cheap. I was a bit cautious first, because they said it had fallen off the back of a lorry. I mean, I don't know what a lorry is, or how high they are, so I thought it may have been damaged. I was right, too.
It's not plugged in.
Plugged in? Into what?
Oh, never mind.
So. It's been much better since Sordid moved into the area. He's boosted my trade tenfold.
How is Sordid helping to boost business? Why? Has he cast some sort of spell over the people?
No, it's a long story. Apparently, he wants to take over the entire world using black magic. Anyway, as a result, all the heroes are donning rusty armor again and coming back into service, all of them seeing themselves as the saviors of the world. The thing is, though, they all stop here for a drink on the way. I've seen all sorts go through here. Warriors, wizards, priests, assassins, and not one has been seen again.
So what?
I don't see what all the fuss is about personally. So he may be a bit power crazy and all that, but who isn't these days? Old fella keeps himself to himself. He don't bother us, we don't bother him, and that's that.
You talk a lot, don't you? I come from another dimension. I quite fancy a drink now. Make mine a wet wizard. Nice talking to you. So long. Mix me a wet wizard, Barkeep. How about a warlock surprise? Can you do me a cool red witch?
I'm a bartender. The punters expect local gossip and general small talk from me. As I said, we get all sorts in here. See ya. Hang on a moment.
I'd like a wet wizard, please. No. See you around. I'd like a warlock surprise, please. I'd like a cool red witch, please.
Hang on a moment. Hey, kid. Take one of these leaflets home to your dad.
Happy hour at the Drunken Druid. Ale for 1 gold piece a mug, There's also a free beer voucher attached.
I'm sure I've got some sparrow juice down here somewhere. I'm sure I've got some essence of fruit bat down here somewhere. I'm sure I've got some powdered toucan down here somewhere. Where is it? Oh, Helen Buckshot. What's that stupid man done with it? Anything else, sir?
The beer barrels which the barman is serving beer from. I've blocked the nozzle on the barrel with the wax. I'm looking. A jolly looking barman. He looks completely out of it. I wonder what this is doing here.
Wait here, kid. I've got something for you.
I haven't got any quarters.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't seem to find any sparrow juice at the moment. I'm sorry, sir. I can't seem to find any essence of fruit bat at the moment. I'm sorry, sir. I can't seem to find any powdered toucan at the moment.
That's okay. I'm underage anyway. I'd like a free glass of beer, please.
Sorry, lad. It's not valid until tomorrow.
I don't think she'd find any use for it. No way. I've learnt my lesson. They think they're disguised as yokels. Hello again, wizards.
Help. Oh, we bain't be wizards, lad, I told you. We be humble yokel farmer types. Ooh are.
Listen to me for a second.
Yes, boy? You got the staff, then?
I've got your money, brothers. How much did you say it was again?
Ooh, 30 gold pieces.
Right. Hello, brothers.
Go away. We were just getting to the crucial hand.
Excuse me?
Yes, boy?
I'm looking for some wizards. Know where I can find some? What's this game you're playing? I want to be a wizard. Never mind.
I bain't be seeing any round these parts, like. We be ust. Humble farmers who are.
Who are, that be right. I be about as magical as a run of bean, like.
We be crop rotating, bain't we?
Who are, that we be.
And we bain't be being wizards, bain't we?
No, like, we be being farmers.
We be less magical than an organic parsnip, like.
Oh, like, we bain't be wizards, bain't we?
No, who are, we be humble farmers, like. I bain't be no more magical like than a potato who are.
You sure you're not wizards? Oh, sorry to trouble you. You have absolutely feeble accents, fellas.
Quite sure, lad. We be country folk, born in wholemeal bread, who are.
Are you sighing we be fakes like?
Are you sighing we be fakes like?
Yep. No, of course not.
Good, like. Our disguises are far too war.
Aha!
What makes you think we're wizards anyway, like?
You have awful accents. Calypso told me to look for four wizards disguised as country bumpkins. When I move my mouse pointer over you, it says wizards. It's a hunch. I overheard your conversations earlier. I can see your magical auras, man. You look like wizards.
So? We could be hairdressers for all you know.
There'd be loads of bumpkins round these parts, who are. So why us?
Oh, fair enough, I suppose. Disguises off, lads.
You can't condemn a man on a hunch, lad.
I don't recall any of us saying we were wizards. Kids of today, eh?
No, blame the parents.
We're in disguise as wizards, in disguise as yokels.
Huh?
It's a long story.
Never mind, I've got other clues.
What did you want to speak to us about anyway?
I want to be a wizard. Do you know anything about this sordid geezer? What do you know about Calypso? Life? Liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
You? A wizard?
What do you mean,
My dear boy, you can't just jump into wizardry just like that. It requires years of study. Come back next century when you're older. We will not impart such information to you, a non-wizard. Stop wasting our time. Ha! Hark at the lad. Stop wasting our time, boy.
I want to be a wizard. I'll do anything to be a wizard. Make me a wizard or I'll cry.
You can't be a wizard. You're not old enough. Anything?
Anything.
Well, you could do us a little favour. You see, all new wizards must perform a service to the circle before being properly invested. Isn't that right, brothers?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Hey? Just name it and I'll do it.
It's like this, see? We would be extremely interested in acquiring a certain magical implement.
It's a magical staff rumored to be hidden in this area.
And we would like you to find it for us.
What does this staff look like? And then I get made a wizard, right? Any ideas where it is? No problem.
It's about 6 feet tall with a crystal sphere on one end.
If you find us the staff, then we'll invest you on the spot.
As far as we know, its last owner was Nafflin, the necromancer. What he did with it when he died is beyond me.
Tricky type, those necromancers. Always messing about with embalming, fluid and giblets. tight-fisted sod was probably buried with it.
We look forward to your return.
Not yet, but I'm hot on the trail. What did you say it looked like again? Any idea where it might be?
Yep. Good luck in your search.
It's sort of staff-shaped, but it's got a crystal sphere on the end.
Okay, then.
As far as we know, its last owner was called Naflin the Necromancer. God knows what he did with it when he died.
You have?
Right here in my hat.
I don't believe it.
The boy's lying.
No, really, I have.
Show us. Well, it appears we underestimated the lad, brothers.
So now you make me a wizard, right?
There's just one or two formalities to clear up first. If you'll just answer these questions, for the record. Name?
Simon. Merlin. Gandalf. Paul Daniels.
Thank you. All you have to do is pay the subscription fee, and you're a wizard.
Subscription fee?
Yes. A mere 30 gold pieces for junior members.
I don't have that kind of money. Pah! A piffling 30 gold pieces.
Well, you can't be a wizard then.
You wait right here. I'll find your money.
Where is it then?
I haven't got 30 gold pieces yet. There you are. 30 gold pieces in unmarked coins. Can I be a wizard now?
Well, I suppose so. By the power invested in me, I pronounce you a wizard.
That's it?
Yes.
No ceremonies?
No.
No adoring crowds, confetti, wild orgies, banners and ice cream?
Not usually, no.
Right then.
You do get a young wizard starter pack, though.
A starter pack? Like when I open a bank account. Do I get a young wizard's checkbook and pen?
Yes, it's got all kinds of goodies in it. No, but you do get all kinds of other stuff. You get a complimentary staff.
A whiz kid club member badge.
A whiz kid quill.
Whiz kid scroll notepaper.
The whiz kid multi ingredient starter kit.
A membership card.
Your first issue of whiz kid magazine published quarterly.
And many other wonderful freebies.
Here you are, all held in this free whiz kid wallet.
Thanks, I think.
Happy now?
Just answer me a few questions. Who is sordid? What happened to Calypso? Why have you given me this useless rubbish? Where's the door?
He was once a mighty sorcerer in the Circle. He was booted out for repeated breaking of Circle rules.
We don't know. We came here to speak to him, but he wasn't here. I'll bet sordid had something to do with it.
It's not useless. The amount of times my WizKid starter pack has saved my life.
Over there by the door.
What rules did he break? Do you think he's around these parts? How mighty is mighty? No further questions, my lad.
Most of them at one time or another. I remember the outcry when he managed to break rule 137.
What's rule 137?
Best you don't know.
We never found out where he got the chickens, you know.
He's known to be lurking in this area somewhere. I'm just glad we found the staff and can get out of here now. Very mighty.
Great.
Right, have we twittered the sparrows yet?
I don't think that bit is too important.
Well, what's his name? You know, the short man said that was very important.
I think it just makes an awful racket. It doesn't sound much like sparrows either.
So I'm the East Wind, right?
I thought I was the East Wind. You're a southern breeze, I think.
I think we're all winds.
I'd rather be a breeze than a wind. You can lose your hat in a wind.
What you do is tie it on with a piece of string.
It rubs against your chin, though. It can give you a nasty rash.
I've got two chows, two pongs, and a gong.
Dab a bit of sulfate on it. It worked for me.
So that's 44 points.
Yes, but double it for having a pair of concealed green dragons, I think.
But I went, my gong. So don't I win?
You don't have any concealed dragons, though.
But I've got an exposed Kong of red dragons.
I think I'd better consult the rules again.
So the prevailing wind is north, yes?
Oh, not at this time of year. East is far more likely.
But in the game, it's north.
That's stupid, if you ask me. Not very realistic at all.
Nor is building the Great Wall of China to keep out demons. Demons can fly. Everyone knows that.
Maybe it's a magical wall.
I suppose it could be. It doesn't look magical, though.
It seems a bit heartless, us knocking it down like this.
Where did this game come from, anyway?
That short man with the strange eyes gave it to us, remember?
Oh, we didn't have to pay for it.
A nice man, though, as I recall.
Very clever with his, wok, wasn't he?
That thing looked really sharp. I wouldn't dare mess with it.
I wanted to meet his confused friend he was always on about.
He wasn't confused. He was called Confusion or something.
Judging by some of the things he's supposed to have said, he sounded pretty confused.
I had a friend who was confused once. Never saw him again.
Let's have another go at this game, then.
Where did you say we were?
We're in a quaint rural village, according to the guide.
And making no progress with our task.
We only just got here. We'll find the bloody thing.
Apparently, the renegade warlock Sordid was last seen in this area. I hope we don't run into him.
That's put me right off my beer.
I remember Sordid at the circle. Rightly like. Glad to get rid of him.
Time for another game. I'll be the North Wind this time.
I wonder where old Calypso could be.
Yeah. Odd him not being at home.
He might be out collecting ingredients.
We'll look for him in the morning. He might know something about the bloody staff.
Shush! Our mission's top secret.
Well, I'm bloody fed up with the damn thing. We've been searching for it for the past 3 months.
At least we know roughly where it is now.
If you hadn't broke the detector thingy...
How was I supposed to know it wasn't waterproof?
Well, the circle's going to have something to say about it. Delicate and valuable piece of apparatus, that was.
What? And blow my cover, I don't think I ought to disturb him again. Excuse me.
Hello!
Wow, heavy sleeper.
Watch out, fella dwarf. Go away, I'm busy.
What's rattled your cage? I'm only trying to be friendly. Okay, be like that. See if I care. Need any help?
You! Now go away. Look, I'm trying to work. Go and bother someone else.
No, I'm an inspector from head office. This is a stick-up. Give me the gems, stunty. You should keep a more civil tongue in your head. Sod off, then.
Where's your ID?
I've left it at home.
Leave me alone. Oh, do push off. Naff off, or I'll remove yours from your head.
I see. I've got something important to say.
Yes?
The mine's on fire. Run for your life. These gems are all fakes. I'll have them disposed of for you. Orders from the king. Give me all the gems. Got any free samples?
Mines aren't flammable. They're made of rock, see? They look real enough to me. We don't have a king. We're a democratic mine. No. Will you please go away now?
Okay. He's assaying the gems from the mine. He appears to be asleep. There's a big pile of invisible diamonds on it. It's an empty beer bottle.
Stop! Guard, get rid of him!
Duty dwarves only! Look, you can't go in! Go away.
Just one thing.
Then you can Smegenwell Naff right off.
I am a duty dwarf, but I'm standing in for Axe-Face Skullsplitter. Do you accept bribes? That's okay, I'm not a dwarf. Naff off yourself.
No, you're not.
Fair enough.
So naff off. Why? What's wrong with him? Bribes? Bribes? What did you have in mind?
Hang on a minute.
It had better be good. What?
I said, I come from the north.
Eh? Just naff off, will you?
Ow! Some sort of virus. It's really terrible. He was caught short, I'm afraid. Some trolls mistook him for a chair. I don't know, I'm just obeying orders.
I don't believe you.
Fair enough.
So naff off!
Care for some beer, by any chance?
I'm on duty. But I suppose one mag can't hurt. Bring it down, will you?
Okie dokie.
This way. Bring it over here. Now. How about a drinking competition?
Guard? Guard?
Time for a sharp exit.
Where is that lazy slug? He must have gone for a beer break.
Wow, a free drink. It's a shame I don't get off early enough to use it.
What? And blow my cover?
What use would I have for this? Stop wasting my valuable guarding time. I don't have time for idle chat. I've got these gems to guard. Go away.
Caw.
Oi, get out of here. This is a restricted area.
I've come to make you an offer. Are you interested in any double glazing? I've come to relieve you. Okay, so long for now.
Really? What sort of an offer? Didn't you see the sign? No sales doors, it said. So get out of here before I throw you out. I'm not due for another hour or so get out before I throw you out. I thought I told you to go away.
No, you must be mistaken. Yep. But I've come back. A temporary miscalculation on your part. Right you are.
Get out of here before I throw you out! Why?
Because I've come to make you a once-in-a-lifetime offer.
What sort of an offer?
I was hoping you might know. Well, I can't tell you at the moment. I've got something in my inventory that you want. You may have already won 1 million gold pieces.
Stop wasting my time. Get out of here. What's that then?
Well...
Really?
Well...
Clear off. I'm trying to guard these gems and you're distracting me.
He's guarding a huge pile of gems. It's a huge pile of sparkling gems.
What's this? Happy hour at the Drunken Druid and a free voucher? How can I ever repay you?
Nice pile of gems you got there. Ha! Think nothing of it. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
Just one, though. The least I could do is give you a gemstone. Hang on. Involving gems, by any chance? Okay, just one though. Here you are. Now clear off and stay out.
It's a heavy golden-crusted door. What? And blow my cover? It's locked. I can't reach them from here. I can't reach them from here. It's already closed. Excuse me?
Yes?
I don't know. I hoped a relevant question would appear. So, how long have you been a dwarf? Where does this door go? A few sit-ups would do you the world of good. Must be off. You know how it is. Do you know where I can find the key to it?
What?
Man and boy, never an inch above 4 foot high in me life.
What, never?
No, never.
What, never?
It's the treasury. All our gems are kept here. Watch it. I've never been killed in a battle, you know.
What, never?
No. Well, the dwarf in charge of keykeeping today is, Hardfist Jawbreaker. He's probably drunk in the beer room. Look, you sod.
Hello, hiya. He can't hear me over his drill.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. La 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 la, hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
They must have changed the locks.
Shut up!
It's a heavy golden-crusted door. He appears to be in charge. He's shoveling loose rock. He's using a drill to mine further into the rock. It's a set of ladders leading down to the workface. He looks very drunk. He seems to be in a drunken stupor. It's a pile of empty beer bottles. They are beer barrels. What? And blow my cover? He looks drunk. He probably couldn't tell his arse from his elbow. I'll never be able to move that fat lump. There's no point. They're all empty. There's no point. They're all empty. They're all empty. Excuse me. Shh. I think he's asleep.
Anyone for a beer?
It's a rusty old bucket. There's a matchstick in here. I'll just pick it up. There's a huge man-eating rodent in here. I'm coming out. I've pulped them into oil. I think I'm in some sort of gigantic garden. I'll leave it here. It's too big to pick up. I can't reach them from here. It's stuck in the lily leaf. It's stiff with rust. I can't reach it from here. I can't reach the seeds from here. I've pulped them into oil. A very small lily leaf. A makeshift boat. A garden tap which is caked with rust. It forms the mast of a boat. I've run aground. There's not enough water to cross the puddle. I've pulped them into oil. Perhaps I should pick it first. I won't, if that's all the same to you. My hat isn't waterproofed. I don't see the point. Would you excuse me, please? I need to get past. Out of the way, or the tadpole gets it. Shoo, froggy. When I get back to my normal size, your history. I guess I showed him. Bye-bye, little friend. It's a small tadpole swimming around. There's a little tadpole swimming in it. He doesn't look very friendly. Oh, poo. Hey, I'm alive, but where the hell am I? Hey, I'm inside the frog. Yuck, not again. Ah! Let me out. A sturdy wooden door. It's already closed. It's already open. I hope that thing is gone. I've already cleaned the shield. It's fixed to the wall.
What do you know, Max? An intruder.
Intruder, yeah.
I bet, like, he's come to deal with Sordid.
Sordid, yeah.
Shall we, like, go and tell him?
Tell him, yeah.
We couldn't just sit there while the boss gets, you know, done over.
Done over, yeah.
Then again, we could just do our jobs and, you know, just eat the intruder, like, where he stands.
Eat him, yeah.
Or we could just carry on with the game, just like, ignore the intruder.
Ignore. Yeah.
Okay, then. Found us a wizard yet, kiddo?
Hello?
There's like 2 orc's eyes and a goblin tooth. Beat a triple dragon.
I thought
not. I lose again, Max.
Again? Yeah.
What are you?
What do we look like? Your shake, Max.
Tact prevents me from passing comment. Well, you look like demons. My mummy says I mustn't talk to strangers.
Yeah, mine used to say that too. Not bad, but what we actually are is, you know...
Irritated, yeah.
Why are you irritated, I hear you ask?
Why are you irritated? I'm not really interested. I've got enough problems.
It doesn't matter. I can tell you're not interested in, you know, our problems. Is he, Max?
Not interested. Yeah.
Guy and he smokes.
I don't know what you mean. It's a filthy habit. You really should give up. It's not big, and it's not clever, you know. I'm afraid not.
It's all right. We've got loads, ain't we?
Loads. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Coward, demon. I'm a powerful wizard. Why do you stay here if you're dissatisfied? I thought demons were huge red monsters that breathe fire and fly. Sorry, I thought you were someone else. I'm undefeated in magical combat. I come from another dimension. I've got 9 legs, green hair, and 4 ears. blibble blibble fish wobble kaplunk rivet mango. You're not listening to me, are you?
Oh, really?
Really.
Good for you. That's very impressive. Yeah, so do I. Yeah, I'll find that. Yeah, I quite agree. No, we don't have any, like, choice. Sordid won't let us go. That's down to good publicity. We are the genuine article, aren't we?
Genuine, yeah.
Sordid keeps us here as slaves.
What's with this Sordid guy anyway? Why would he want you two around? Oh, poor little demony weemonies.
He wants to, you know, rule the universe, doesn't he?
Rule, yeah.
I blame the parents.
Parents, yeah.
Let's just say we have our uses. He plans to rule the universe, like...
Rule. Yeah.
I blame the parents. Watch it, kiddo. We ain't a total, like, waste of space. Sordid plans to conquer the universe, and we are part of his plans.
And just where do you fit into these plans? How does he intend to do that? Never fear. I, Simon, intend to stop him. Why doesn't someone stop him?
We are Sordid's personal bodyguards, jailers, gardeners, cleaners, chefs, you name it, like... We do it.
We do. Yeah.
It's a living hell. I hear the universe breathing a sigh of relief already.
Relief. Yeah.
Listen, kid. Those statues you've seen ain't just novelette stands. They're what's left of all the great heroes that tried to, you know, stop him. He got the idea from a kiddie's book. Those fascinating statues downstairs ain't just decoration, you know. Sordid turned all the people that tried to stand in his way into, like... stone. Now there's just a bunch of, like, elegant hat stands.
Hat stands? Yeah.
He read about it in a book.
Surely you would prefer it that way. Sounds like a reasonable life to me. Why don't you have a wild... demon strike?
Look, we're demons, right?
Demons, yeah.
We're not the ones that are supposed to be suffering. We didn't mind it for the first few weeks. But then it got a bit tiresome after that. We're already having one. It doesn't, like, keep us here to play dice, you know? To be honest, I'm not really, like, sure why he keeps us here at all. Ever since he got hold of that wand, our tasks have been rather limited.
Limited? Yeah.
He read about it in a children's book. It turns people to, like, stone.
Stone, yeah.
Which accounts for those very lifelike statues of the people that, like... tried to stop him.
Those statues were once people? He must have turned Calypso into one. Is there any way to restore them? Okay, I'm scared. Which way is out? I've read that book. All I need is a talking lion.
They still are, technically. They've just been retrained as, you know, paperweights.
Paperweights? Yeah.
Oh.
Not to worry. You're safe while he's, like, in the bath. Can't say for how long, though. Yeah. Quite a little fight he put up. He's on the, like, first floor somewhere.
Oh.
Not to worry, you're safe while he's in the, like, bath. Couldn't say for how long, though. Dunno. I suppose there must be. Dunno what it is, though. Anyway, if I were you, I'd get out of here as, like, fast as possible while Sordid's still in the bath.
Bath. Yeah.
The only way out is through the, like, teleporter.
Teleporter. Yeah.
But I'm blowed if I'm telling you how to use it. Remember, kids, drugs really screw you up. If I were you, kiddo, you wouldn't see me for, like, dust.
Dust. Yeah.
Okay, I'm scared. Show me the door. I think it could be time for a strategic withdrawal. Where's the way out? I'm having second thoughts about this whole idea. Farewell. You don't scare me. I'm on a mission from God.
Sorry, but, like... the only way out is through the teleporter in this room. And Sordid's probably got him on the ground floor. It doesn't matter anyway because, like, the only way out is through the teleporter. Personally, I'm blowed if I'm gonna tell you how to use it.
Oh, please. Why won't you tell me? What have I ever done to you? Pretty please? I'll tell my mummy on you. My big brother will beat you up. I'll hold my breath. I'll go to hell.
No, no. Still no, no. Go on then. Not again. You can't drink the water. We're demons. We don't work for the good of the people, you know.
People. Yeah.
What do you want? Why don't you just escape using the teleporter? I could make it worth your while. Be gone, demon. Tell me how to use it or I send you back whence you came of.
We tried. It doesn't, like, work for demons. We need a wizard powerful enough, like, to send us back to the pit.
Pit? Yeah.
All we want, like, is a return to the pit whence we came of, you know.
Pit? Yeah.
All you have to do, like, is find the wizard powerful enough.
Look no further. I, Simon the Sorcerer, will save you. But I'm a powerful wizard. Stuff you. Why should I help a pair of low-life demons? Oh, I'd better go and find one then. Nope, I'll keep looking.
Because only we know how to use the, you know, teleport.
Teleport, yeah.
So find us a, like, wizard, or you're as good as, like, petrified.
Petrified. Yeah.
Pardon my lack of confidence, oh mighty one, but like, you're hardly a wizard at all.
Oh yeah? I've killed for less than that. Would you care to step outside? And what makes you think I'm not a wizard, eh? Do you want to make something of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh dear. I'd better get my, like, headstone done.
Headstone? Yeah.
Ain't it past your bedtime, kiddo? I can't be bothered to, like, argue.
Eeyore, Eeyore.
I've met a few wizards in my time, like, and they're all fat, chemical-stained, befuddled old fools.
Fools, yeah.
I'll be 15 in 2 months and 3 days. My tutor is always calling me a fool. I'm quite befuddled, I'll have you know. Ha, foolish creatures. I'm travelling in disguise. Nah, it's out of fashion to be fat and old these days.
I can't be bothered to, like, argue. If you are a wizard, then send us back to the pit. And in return, we'll tell you how to use the teleport.
Teleport? Yeah.
Right then, I'll just go and get prepared.
I guess I better, like, pack my bags then.
Bags? Yeah.
Hello again.
Got it sorted then.
Back in a bit. Just gotta sort a few details. Look, I need to know your true demonic names. Any idea where I can get a human skull? There isn't any mouse blood lying about, is there? I'll just draw a quick magic square on the floor. I really need to know your true names. Okay, we're all set. Let's rock.
Oh, good. We can hardly, like, wait.
Wait. Yeah.
I'm sorry, did something amusing happen?
Reveal our true names. What a laugh.
Laugh. Yeah.
What's a laugh?
Listen, Sonny, everyone knows, like, that a demon never reveals his true name to anyone. It's traditional.
Traditional? Yeah.
They're also embarrassing. You've already got one.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Sorry, used it all up in the, you know, sorest stew. Just grab a live mouse. That usually does a trick.
Trick? Yeah.
Yeah. You can borrow my chalk. No can, like, do, I'm afraid. I'm impressed. Very impressed. This might just work.
Work. Yeah.
Hey, kiddo. Now I'll tell you how to operate the, like, teleport. Just push the red button marked self-destruct and tell the machine where you want to go. It's a one-way trip, though. You can't, like, get back without the password.
Password? Yeah.
And we don't, like, know it. Take it away, Sonny.
Okay, here goes. Zabag, Zinzan, Zenog, Yarmak, Zog, Onya.
Looks like we're stuck.
Wow, that really tingled. I hope it worked okay. There are two small demons playing dice. It's a standard teleporter. It's a small hook to hang things on. I've already polished the shield. I've already cleaned the shield. I'm not going in there until I know how to work it. I need to get hold of the wand first.
This is Sparky the Talking Teleport at your service. It would be my pleasure to whisk you safely and conveniently to the destination of your choice.
I've forgotten where I want to go. Fiery Pits of Rondor, please.
Thank you for using Sparky the Talking Teleport. Please come again if you have found its service sufficiently fast and convenient. Your selected destination is the Fiery Pits of Rondor. Please fasten seatbelts and extinguish smoking materials.
Lucky I was wearing my asbestos underwear. It says, warning, spontaneously combustible substance. It's a pinnacle of rock. I don't think that will be very safe. I don't think that would be very safe. There's no way to fix it up there. There's no way to fix it up there. It's fixed to the wall. Ouch! There's nothing here. The dragon's hoard. A pile of gold coins. That cough medicine has knocked him out like a light. A hole in the ceiling to let light in. Wake up, Mr. Dragon! The hell am I doing? I don't want to wake him. My God! It's a real dragon!
Well, what did you expect in a dragon's cave?
This isn't happening.
I wouldn't hang about if I were you. I've got a fearful cold and consequently am not fully in control of my breath.
I'm not going past him. If he wakes up, I'll be toast again. I don't think he'd appreciate that. My, that's an interesting rock. There's nothing here. A stone table used for the sacrificing of shaved lions. This must be my lucky day. Except that now I've got a terrible craving for cheese. The door won't open. The dragon must be blocking it. It's already closed. I don't think I want to go back in there until I'm better prepared. It's attached to the well. It's a very deep well. The handle to wind the rope up. A sturdy wooden door. I'd better knock. Nobody home. Phew, that was a close one. I could have taken her. Just thought I'd let her off this once.
Where are you, mousy, mousy? Help! I'm stuck here! When I get my hands on you, wizard! You're gonna pay! Come out and fight like a mouse! You mouse and fuse!
I'd better not disturb him. He's still recovering from the shock of having the thorn removed from his foot. He's crying because he's got a thorn stuck in the bottom of his foot. He's resting after the shock of having the thorn pulled out of his foot.
Can you help me, boy?
What appears to be the problem? I doubt it. I'm not coming near you. You look dangerous. Sorry, I've got enough problems of my own.
It's this thorn! I got it stuck in my foot and I can't get it out. Please, I've got this thorn stuck in my foot and I can't get it out. I am dangerous. My name is Vacuum the Mighty. I rob from the rich.
And give to the poor?
Nah, I just keep it all. I'm an accountant, you know.
You don't strike me as accountant material.
Well, actually, I'm just an apprentice at the moment. Now, will you help me, please? At least you haven't got a thorn in your foot.
Let's have a look at it, then. How do you survive with such a near-fatal wound? I can't help. I'm pedophobic.
It's only the courage of a bear that prevents me from passing out.
Okay, let's have a look at it.
How would you like me to tear your head off with my bare hands?
I don't think I'd like that very much.
Then help me out, please.
Okay, okay, let's have a look. Soon have this out. It might sting a bit.
Ow!
There we are. All done.
Thank you so much. I'm forever in your debt.
Think nothing of it.
Okay, but here. Take this whistle. If you ever need any help, just blow it and I'll be there.
Thanks. What a nice guy.
Ow! 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 My foot!
Excuse me.
Oh, it's, you again.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I was just wondering. You haven't got any wise advice for me, have you?
Advice?
Excuse me.
Yes,
I was just wondering how you knew my name earlier. Okay, I'm ready to be enlightened again.
That case, I have some more advice for you.
Yes, great. Thanks a lot.
My, pleasure. Come back later for, more.
It's a date. He doesn't look very wise. Have you remembered what it was you wanted yet? Are you a wise owl?
Wanted? Did I want something?
Yes.
What, did I want?
I don't know. You couldn't remember.
Nonsense. I can,
remember?
Remember everything. I'm, wise owl. Oh, yes. There's nothing I don't,
No?
No. Yes. I'm just not very good with,
Words?
Words, yes.
Have you got any hints for me? I really think I'm wasting my time here.
Yes, probably.
Okay, bye then.
Bye. Hints? Yes, you must be,
Handsome?
No.
Suave?
No, no. Your name?
Simon?
That's it? Yes.
How did you know my name? So, what advice have you got? You really are useless, aren't you?
What? Yes, probably.
Well, I'll be off then.
Be off. Yes. Stars told me. Well, the, stars told me, I'm an,
idiot?
No.
Owl?
No. Stars thingy. No.
Astrologer?
Yes. Astrologer. Yes.
Go on then. What's my future? What astrological advice can you give me?
Future? Yes. Future advice? Yes. Advice. I have some, advice.
Yes? Is that all?
For the, moment, yes.
Great.
Come back,
later?
Yes,
I don't think I'll bother, thanks.
Melons and, musical, instruments do not go well together. Dwarves love, drinking, beer. Very rare, things can be, found in the, mountains. Small, rocks are often, helpful. A druid's potion can, reduce your outlook. If the goblins can't, see you, then, they can't hurt you. Look, both ways before, crossing the street. Brush your teeth after, every, meal. There's a, magic ring in the, river. A dragon is, almost the same, size as an, elephant. If in trouble, try talking to your, reflection. Excuse me, boy?
Yeah?
Well, I can't quite remember. Never mind.
Right. There's a piece of paper under this rock. Extremely large and daunting doors. I think you have to open them from the inside. A statue of a really ugly barbarian. There's nothing here. I don't think I want him to know I'm here. I don't think he'll be pleased to see me. There's also some Milrith ore here. I've already found the Milrith. What would I want with dirt?
Not even the right soil structure. I've broken my shovel. I forgot my rope to get out with. Curses! There's no fossils down here. Wait till I get my hands on that kid. Drat! I hate that kid! How am I going to get out of this hole? Calling international rescue? Oh dear.
A solid stone statue of a wizard. Dr. Von Jones searching for fossils. A pile of dirt excavated by Dr. Von Jones. I've already found the Milrith. I feel lucky. I'm going to do this very carefully. Wow. That sure is strong metal. A very poor specimen. It hasn't even got any ears. Excuse me. Oi, I shall not be stopped by a lump of water and a carrot. You really do see some strange things around these parts. Why not? I'm a powerful user of mystic magic. Okay, I can take a hint. We'll see about that. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement. I'm walking in the air.
You shall not pass.
Wow, hot stuff. There's nothing here. How am I supposed to pick up a splash of paint? There's nothing here.
What are you staring at, mate?
You can talk?
Give the kid a cigar.
That's amazing. There's no need to be rude. How come a tree has speech apparatus?
No, it's just magic. Magic. I'm afraid that I'm not having a good day.
Tell Uncle Simon all about it. What's wrong? Woodshares gone up, have they? I know what you mean. I'm not really interested. Bye.
It's going to be getting worse soon, though.
Why?
It's this pink splodge, see?
Looks like spray paint to me.
But do you know what it means?
Can't say I do.
It means that bloody woodcutter is coming to chop me down later today.
What sort of magic? Speaking of which, I'm a powerful sorcerer. Do you know any magic?
The usual sort, you know? There's loads of it around here. That's why it's so cold. The magic has mutated and made it into perpetual winter. Well, you must know a lot about magic then. Well,
I've picked up the odd word or two as I went along. Can't quite remember what they do, though.
Tell me them. Tell me them. What are they? I'm sure I could tell you.
It'll cost you, I'm afraid.
I seem to spend forever running errands for people.
Everyone's good at something.
What do you want?
See this pink splodge?
Yeah?
It's paint.
Yeah?
It means that bloody woodcutter will be coming along later to chop me down.
Oh, that's terrible. What do you want me to do about it? Woe is me. Never mind. You'd make a lovely support beam.
If you can remove the paint, then I'll tell you some magic words. You could remove the paint for me.
What's it worth?
If you do it for me, then I'll tell you some magic words.
Okay, sounds fair to me.
You can probably get some white spirit at the shop in the village.
Righty-ho.
Hurry up, though.
I'm on it. I don't want to speak to it. It's a waste of time. Hello?
What are you wasting time here for? Go and get the white spirit from the shop.
I'm back.
You haven't taken the splodge off yet.
I know.
Hurry up about it. I hear the sound of the axe getting ever nearer.
Your problems are solved.
I'm very grateful.
So, how about those magic words?
Okay. I don't know what they do, so be careful.
What are they?
Alakazam. Hocus pocus. Abracadabra. And sausages.
Sausages?
Yep. Very powerful magic word is that.
I really do think I've been taken for a ride here.
At least I'm not going to be chopped down anymore.
Does anyone have any pink spray paint? I've already wiped the mark off. It's a gnarled old tree. It's a splodge of pink spray paint. They're used as footholds for climbing across the rock face. There's a pin missing here. It looks stable enough. It's firmly embedded in the rock face. How can I pick up a hole? There's nothing here. There's a pin missing. That was hot in there. I need a drink. I can't do anything while stuck in here. I'm not going out there without the ring on. It's already open. It's already closed. They're sealed shut. My mummy said never to touch sharp things. I'm too wimpy to do that. They're already closed. He's manacled to the rack. He's got a bucket over his head. A standard instrument of torture. Solid metal bars. A collection of hot metal spikes. Extremely heavy bronze-plated doors. I don't think he'll be able to hear me. I'm back, Mr. Druid. How are you?
I shall not consort with evil, lest I fall under your spell. Leave me to my suffering in peace.
Are you the druid from the village?
Who art thou that hast voice but no presence?
Sorry, I left yours at home. I'm standing behind you. I'm wearing a ring of invisibility. Panic ye not. I've come to rescue you.
Do not joke with me, Hellspawn. Yes, I'm the village druid, and you are in league with the hordes of darkness.
I'm not, you know. If you're a druid, where's your sickle, eh? Oh, heck, rumbled. What makes you think that?
'Tis well known all servitors of evil are liars. Begone! I left it at home, demon prince. Aha! The foolish demon hast given himself away. Now, begone! I can smell the unnaturalness about you like a foul odor. Begone, prince of darkness!
Look. Let's be reasonable for a moment.
I shall listen to no more lies from you. Leave now, or suffer the consequences.
I don't think a man on a rack is in any position to make threats. And what consequences would those be? I'm sorry I spoke, okay? Goodbye.
Your emotional torture cannot hurt me, foul fiend.
I'm sorry I spoke, okay? Goodbye. I must have run the batteries out. I have no desire to be cooked by goblins. Again, I'm back to take the more convenient, less reliable trial.
Okay.
But before I do, there's just one thing. I'm back, but I still refuse the silver dagger trial.
My eyes deceiveth me, or 'tis a young boy in this den of filth.
Actually, it's me. You know, the Prince of Darkness. See? I told you I wasn't evil. My, how you've grown since I last saw you. I'm no boy. I'm a master of magic. Cower, flower person.
Ah, thou shalt not fool me with thy disguise. Fie, 'tis you, demon prince. Thou shalt not fool me with thy disguise.
What disguise? Peace, man. Look, okay. I am not a demon. Got that? How can I prove I'm innocent?
Your true form is that of a huge, winged, fire-breathing monster. Your soul is as black as midnight. I shall never make peace with evil.
How come you're not talking oldie-worldy anymore? Well, you've got me sus then. How can I prove I'm not a demon? My, my. Who's got a chip on their shoulder, then?
I do not answer the questions of the devil. Let there be no mercy on your cursed soul, foul beast. Curse you, loathsome wart on the world. There is a simple test.
What is this simple test?
It is a well-known fact that the only true way to destroy a demon is to plunge a silver dagger through its heart. If the creature dies, then it's a demon. If it lives, then its heart is pure, and so we sacrifice it.
I expect you find a lot of demons by this method.
Never been wrong yet.
Isn't there a slightly less painful trial? Call me stupid, but I don't find that method completely fair. Oh, Lorks, I've left me silver dagger at home. Sorry I can't join in the fun. Toodlepip.
Aha! Afraid, creature of the night? Who said anything about fair? Are you afraid, son of evil? Never mind. I've got one right here.
On second thoughts,
are you afraid, Hellspawn? Flee whilst you can, demon.
To be perfectly honest, I am just a tad. Wouldn't you be if a lunatic druid wanted to stick a silver dagger through your heart? No, but if you want rescuing, you better stop giving attitude.
Okay, let's use the less reliable but more convenient trial. See this silver cross around my neck? Place it against your forehead.
Why is this more convenient? Why is this less reliable? This isn't going to hurt, is it? Okay. Let's do it. Maybe some other time.
There's less blood to clean up afterwards, because sometimes people pass. Only if you're a foul, evil, depraved son of the devil, Hellspawn beast. There is no escape from the forces of nature, evil one.
Jeez.
Very well.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Yow! So, you are a servant of evil. Did you enjoy the feel of the burning hot fire of good?
What? That thing was freezing cold. Gave me quite a shock.
Oh, well, I suppose I'd better take it all back then.
Jeez.
So, what's the escape plan then?
Well, I don't know. Got any bright ideas? I think I'll just put my ring back on and march out. It's all in hand. Wait here.
Wait here, he says. Well, let me see. Are you any good with a sword?
No.
Can you cast powerful spells?
No.
Looks like we're stuck then.
Unless, of course, you can use some special druidic power to free us.
What? And leave me here to die?
Don't really see there's any alternative. You wouldn't want to be rescued by the Prince of Evil, surely. Unless, of course, you can use some flower power to help.
Oh, bloody great.
Unless, of course, you can use some flower power to help.
Well, just this once.
No one's gonna get rescued at all unless you can use some flower power to help.
It's not as easy as that. Flower... druidic magic comes from nature. All I can do without some nature handy is polymorph.
Poly what?
All druids are capable of turning into another animal. It happens when they see a full moon.
What, so you're a bunch of werewolves then? Which animal can you change into? I can't see any way of getting a full moon in here.
Some of us are werewolves. Others are bears, or panthers, or snakes. It doesn't have to be a full moon. It just has to look like one.
What are you then?
A frog.
A frog?
Something wrong with that, is there?
No. But... a frog?
I can't help it. It was chosen for me by the head of the order.
Well, I'm sure that'll be of some use.
Any ideas yet?
I'm working on it. Nope. What was your special druid power again?
You'd better hurry up. The goblins will be back soon. I turn into a frog when I see a full moon.
I can't get any closer. Something's stopping me.
Of course not, demon. Nature protects its own.
Can I please put this bucket on your head?
Why? Do you have some sort of plan?
No, not really. I thought you'd look better with a bucket on your head. Yes, I've got a plan. An idea with merit, but not particularly practical. It would be easier if I picked it up first.
Ribbit?
I'd better hide until he gets back with help. I'll put the ring back on. I hear a noise this way. Oh, dear.
You'd better get others. Maybe. Big baddie.
I not go in there.
You go.
I not.
I, Captain. You go.
I not go.
Go or get hit.
I not go. Ow. I go.
Good. Him fainted. Get you scout.
Yes, Captain.
I think we all go.
Yes, Captain.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Ready. Go.
You not say steady.
I say go. Now. Go!
Why you not go?
You looking for thick ear?
I don't believe in bleeding before breakfast.
Ow!
Extreme acupuncture. I think my hay fever's cured them.
I'm coming now, so watch it. Aha! I can't see no one. No, no one in here.
In behind you.
What? Ah! Not funny. You on cleaning duty for a week?
Please not, Captain. Have mercy.
I know light look of things. We go get more gobos.
I third that, Captain.
I'd better take it first. I'll have to take the ring off, otherwise that stupid druid will think I'm a demon. A large goblin guard is blocking the passage. I'm not that stupid. The guard would have me for breakfast. I don't want to get cooked again. I can't do anything while stuck in this box. It's locked. It's locked. It's already closed. It's already open. My spellbook's in this one. My spellbook's in this one. They're all empty. The key has been carelessly left in the lock. I'd better leave it on until I'm sure it's safe. I'd better put the ring on now. Well, either I can still see myself, or the ring needs recharging. Hang on a moment. Oh, I had it on backwards. It's a large cardboard box. It's a solid metal door. There are loads of empty cardboard boxes. My spellbook's in this box. You need a key to open it. I've already got the key. I'll need to pick it up first. I've already poked the key out of the lock. There's nothing to catch the key with. It's not locked. Too thick to fit under the door. They lead down into the gorge. There's someone fishing down there. How picturesque. I'm not Charles Atlas, you know. I'm not going in there. My mummy told me not to party with strangers. What a bizarre creature. Vines hanging down from the ledge above. There appears to be much merriment going on in there. Excuse me?
Yes? Don't hurt us. Don't let them hurt us, precious nice hobbitses.
I hope this isn't an infringement of copyright. Hobbitses? What the hell are they? Don't you call me precious, mate. Deary me. Who forgot their sunscreen, then?
Don't worry. It's just the annual meeting of the Tolkien Appreciation Society. Oh, come on, you must have read the books.
What books?
Philistine.
Beg your pardon?
Sorry, what did you think of my acting?
Eh?
Oh, God, I didn't realize this costume was so good.
Eh?
Let me explain. What are you talking about?
You just look a bit crisp, that's all.
I'm wearing a costume. It's for the annual general meeting of the Tolkien Appreciation Society. This is the annual general meeting of the Tolkien Appreciation Society.
Where's the rest of them, then? Who's Tolkien? What's with a fishing rod? So, why are you dressed up like a limpet?
In that cave, enjoying themselves. It's my duty this year to get lunch. I haven't had a nibble for half an hour, though. What? What did you say?
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Tolkien is the greatest author ever to draw breath. Surely you've heard of Lord of the Finger Ornaments. What about the short man with the hairy feet?
Oh, that Tolkien.
I knew you must have heard of him. I'm dressed as Gollum. I hope this is what Tolkien envisioned when he thought him up. It's like this. Every year one of us gets chosen to get lunch. I haven't had so much as a nibble yet. This is my Gollum costume. It's taken me ages to make it. What do you think?
It's not really my style.
I just hope it's what Tolkien envisioned when he thought up the character.
Luckily, I happen to have some top quality, highly nutritious swamp stew with me. Why don't you just dial a pizza? What do you do at these meetings? Mad. You're all completely mad. Happy hunting then. See ya.
This cave's not on the phone.
Oh, right.
We talk about him and his achievements. We also reenact famous scenes from his book, hence the costume. No, we just worship Tolkien. Excuse me, but I have to get on with my fishing. Thanks. Really? That's excellent. Will this go around 40 people?
You really worship him, don't you? Did he think up the fishing rod as well? I've come dressed as that wizard bloke. Is that the time? Mustache, bye.
And rightly so. He is the king. No, it's just that it's my year on dinner duty. I haven't even had a bite yet. Well, since you were the last to arrive, you can help me get dinner. Bye.
Have you seen them nasty thieving hobbits?
Oh, it's you. What a waste of a good routine.
Cease your fishing. I am a purveyor of finest stew de swamp. Excuse me, sir. Do you have a license to fish here? What was it that you're doing here? Sorry, thought you were someone else. Bye.
Studis Swamp? What's that? Will this feed 40 people? As a matter of fact, I do.
That's fine then. Carry on. It's concentrated. Just add boiling water and stir.
Thanks a lot. You can have the fishing rod in return.
Ta.
I'll go and join the others looking for the ring.
What ring?
The ring. I could have sworn I had it on me when I started fishing.
Aha! I wonder if this thing really works. Bloody hell! It does work. I'd better take it off before I wear it out. It's already open. It's already closed. I don't see the point. I can live without thousand-year-old bandages, thank you. Forget it. I'm not carrying that around anymore. How strange. It's full of bandages. Ah! I was wondering if you'd like any real estate. Simon & Sons Embalming Company at your service. Help! Mummy! I feel like a real sucker for punishment. Please, have mercy. I've got holy water, and I'm not afraid to use it. Oh, no, not again. Nafflin the Necromancer, I presume. That must be the Staff of Power. This never happened to Indiana Jones. Shame my torch's gone out. If only I was a proper wizard. I've seen this done in cartoons. It's a set of wooden ladders. It's an engraved stone sarcophagus. It's a pile of dust and bandages. I can't get down there. It's too far. I'm not strong enough to pull it back up here. How do you suggest I do that? That's just plain silly. It wouldn't be very filling. It's already closed. It looks smaller from the outside. I can't see much down there, but it smells really awful. It's wedged shut. I wouldn't be able to climb down it then. They're fixed down. It's a long plait of blonde hair tied on securely. Solid-looking wooden floorboards. The hole the woodworm made for me. Ugh. There are loads of mushy novels and underwear all around here. Okay, boys. Time for you lot to do me a favor.
No problem.
Caw!
What the hell do you want? You're not the Wicked Witch.
I've come to rescue you, sweet lady. I am your Prince Charming. Come to sweep you up in my arms. Which Wicked Witch would that be? Forgive me, fair one. I'm not worthy to stand here.
You're not the first. You're the third Prince Charming this week. The witch caught the rest of them and turned them into meat pate. Don't worry about it. I get all sorts in here trying to rescue me. The witch usually catches them and turns them into meat pate.
Meat pate? Yuck. Which witch would that be? Maybe I wasn't the first, but I sure am the best. I don't like the sound of this witch person.
Ah, it doesn't matter how good you are. I've been under the spell that perverted my beauty since I was a piglet. Now she keeps me here simply to spin wool for her. That's only the lucky ones. You should see what happens to the rest. You wouldn't like the look of her either. Not that you would have much time to admire.
Just who is this wicked witch? Why is the witch keeping you in here?
She took me from my father when I was just a piglet. Then she cast an evil spell on me to pervert my beauty. Now she just keeps me here to spin her wool. The Wicked Witch of the West. She took me from my father when I was just a piglet. It was she that perverted my beauty and imprisoned me here. Am I destined to spin wool for the rest of eternity?
You still look damn stunning to me. Hang on. Did you say piglet? Fear not, sweet virgin. I shall save you.
You have only seen half of it. Maybe this will explain everything. Let me show you something.
My God!
Everyone makes the same mistake. And when they see my face, they run screaming from the tower. The only way the spell can be broken is with a kiss from one from another dimension.
This is where I come in, I feel. Fear not! Your savior is here! What did I do to deserve this? That was a close one. There's no handle. It's fixed to the gargoyle. I wouldn't be able to climb up it then. It's a shiny metal bell. It's a very posh doorbell. It's a very imposing door. It's peroxide blonde. Hang on a moment. Who put the lights out? I have no further use for it. Pretty it ain't. How am I supposed to do that? I'd better pick it up first. I can see my reflection in it. It's a mouse hole. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Well, it ain't you, that's for sure. Do you require my services now?
There's nothing I want from a talking mirror. Show me the lab on the top floor, there's a good chap. What's it like being a mirror?
On reflection, I'm really hung up about it. Oh, it was funny down the pub.
Hilarious.
What's the point? It's only just up the stairs.
I want to spy on Gerald and Max. You're not here to ask questions. Get on with it. I have a fear of spiral staircases.
I can't imagine they'd be worth spying on, but okay. Here goes. Hey, kid, what's bitten you? Never mind. Here goes. Oh,
here goes then.
Why are you, like, so nervous in front of strangers, Belch Grabbit?
Wouldn't you be with a name like Belch Grabbit?
It's not much better than Snogfondle, really.
Suppose not.
Belch Grabbit and Snogfondle? I've seen enough. Thanks for your help, Mr. Mirror. I've already cleaned the shield.
What's the matter? Never seen a talking mirror before. Oh, get a grip, will you?
La-dee-da, a talking mirror. No, I haven't seen a talking mirror before. So you're a magical talking mirror, then?
I'm actually a magical scrying mirror. I can see out of any reflective surface anywhere in the world. Just name the place, and you can hear and see it as if you were there.
I don't particularly want to see anywhere. Show me the laboratory on the top floor, please. You're some kind of spying device.
Not much point talking to a scrying mirror, then. I prefer the term surveillance. Sordid uses me to assist him in hatching evil plots. He's a sod, though. Do you know how long it's been since I last had a good polish? He treats me like some sort of slave. I've got feelings, you know.
It's out of my reach. I don't want them. They're fixed to the wall. I can't pick that up. It's a shiny lever just waiting to be moved. It's a solid stone block. I bet they don't use this for drying clothes. It looks like a giant nutcracker. I think I'm in some sort of torture chamber. Manacles? How kinky. I've already cleaned the shield. Sorry, I don't believe in pain before breakfast. I'm not going near that thing without some sort of plan. It's already wedged open. I'd rather not touch it. I think it's asleep. They're magic. And physically sealed shut.
Huh?
Looks like some sort of earth tremor. Oh dear. I don't know about you, but I'm out of here. I think some sort of strategic withdrawal would be wise at this point. It looks very vicious. It's got the branch stuck in its mouth. Some famous hero or another ready for battle. There's no way I can get back through them. I've already cleaned the shield. They're big, heavy, and magically enchanted. There's a small crack in the door.
Whoa!
How typical. Just when I thought I was getting somewhere, they're magically and physically sealed shut. How do you suggest I do that? Hello, boy. How did you get in here? Really? Oh, I see. Hey, put me down, you mangy mutt. Ugh. What's that smell? Remind me to change your dog food when we get home. You've got a killer hairball here, boy. I'll get it for you. That was disgusting. A bit too much throttle there. There's a little crack in the door down here. Hey, I think I'm getting the hang of this. Something tells me they don't welcome visitors. I have a bad feeling about this. How do you suggest I open the locks? I don't want it. It gives me the creeps. I'd prefer a chicken. I'm allergic to cats. I'm not Dr. Doolittle, you know. It's already closed. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Ain't no one ever told you not to steal from a witch?
I'm a wizard. I steal from who I want. No, miss. Sorry, miss. I was only borrowing it. Excuse me. I've got a train to catch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You looks like a wizard to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I hate wizards. Borrowing it, eh?
Sorry?
Get out of here before I do something nasty. I'd better not be seeing you around here again. You want to fight, do you? You want a wizard's duel?
Okay. I'm game. What are the stakes? I wouldn't want to take your money. Fighting is totally against my principles.
My broomstick against your life.
Are you sure those odds are fair?
Chickening out, eh? You mean losing is totally against your principles? You're chickening out.
Me? Chickening out? I think not. Let's go. I'm not scared of you, you old crone. Put 'em up. Quack, 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 quack. Absolutely. I value my life.
Typical wizard. Now get out of here before I show you some real magic.
Yes, ma'am.
So, the little wizard has returned. Ha! You're not even a proper wizard yet. Get out of here before I show you some real magic. Ha! You haven't even got your spell book. Get out of here before I show you some real magic. Right. I'll make the rules. First, no vegetable or mineral, only animal. Second, no dragon. Third, no cheating. Any questions?
What do I have to do exactly?
Don't you know any magic words?
No.
Well, you better go and learn some then.
I'll be back. Probably.
Then get out of here.
Of course I do.
You'll soon get the hang of it then. Ready?
Actually, I'm having second thoughts about the whole thing. What are the stakes again?
My broomstick against your life. Ready now? Too late now!
Alakazam! Hocus pocus! Sausages! Abracadabra! What the hell am I supposed to do?
Work it out for yourself, kiddo.
Here goes nothing. Wow.
A draw. I win. That's one up for the witches. Now, what about you, huh?
I'll just leave quietly, if that's okay with you.
And don't come back. Think yourself lucky I already ate. Well done.
Does that mean I win?
Sort of.
Well, what do you know? I won. I guess I'll just take my prize and clear off then.
Now who's won, huh?
No dragons?
Did I say no dragons?
Now you come to mention it, I don't believe you did.
Well, I will give you a chance to defend yourself. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair.
Alakazam! Hocus pocus! Sausages! Abracadabra!
What good will that do against a dragon? At least give me a challenge before I incinerate you.
There's a small mouse hole in the skirting board. I used to make these things when I was younger. I wonder if it's the one from Sleeping Beauty. It's a strong wooden trunk. Somehow I don't think this one's lucky. It's full of smelly green stuff. Okay, wrinkled old hag, I'm back.
You want a rematch, huh?
Sure do. You were lucky last time. No. Just popped in to say hi.
I thought I told you never to come back.
So you did. Best be off then.
That's good. I was having second thoughts about letting you go anyway.
Hey, there's a mouse hole over there.
A mouse? How can you hope to defeat me with a mouse? I'm not an elephant, you know. Your time's up now, pipsqueak. Prepare to be barbecued.
I don't know how to spin.
You learned some magic words yet?
No.
Come back when you have, then.
I'm back, warty crone, so prepare to lose.
Let's begin, then.
What do I have to do?
You'll soon get the hang of it. Ready? That's 1-0 to me. That's 2-0 to me. That's 3-0 to me. That's 1-0 to you. That makes 1-1. That's 2-1 to me. That's 3-1 to me. That's 2-0 to you. That's 2-1 to you. That makes it 2-2. That's 3-2 to me. That's 3-0 to you. That's 3-1 to you. That's 3-2 to you.
I think I'd better come up with a plan of dealing with this guy. I'm quite pleased with myself. How can I? I've turned him to stone. I seriously don't think that will be a good idea. He's trying to relight the pit. It's quite a good likeness. He's trying to cast a spell to kill me. He's dazed from his fall. The fiery pit's put out by the sprinkler system. A pool of bubbling lava. I've already turned him to stone. Quite ironic, wouldn't you say? Hey, slime bucket, pasta la pizza, baby.
No!
That'll teach you to mess with Simon the Sorcerer. The only problem now is how to destroy the wand and save Calypso.
That one should have worked. I'll try Regis Burns' fabulous pyro whizbang spell next. Damn, I must have got the intonation wrong. I bet that pesky kid had something to do with this. I should have finished him when I had the chance. I wonder if Robert's relighter igniter would work. Maybe I should use Frederick's fiery blast.
I've already relit the pits. Sworded and all his magic couldn't get this thing working. And you expect me to be able to do it with a book of matches? Here goes. Now all the statues should return to normal. I'll be made a hero for sure. Not only have I rid the world of Sworded, but I've saved all the good guys as well. At least I'm out of danger now. I've just had a thought. Uh-oh.
Well, 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 little wizard. You've made me really angry now.
I'm really sorry. Can we call it quits? Beware, evil one, or face my wrath. I didn't mean to. The devil made me do it.
I'm not interested in your pathetic whinging, little wizard. Don't make me laugh, little wizard. This time, I intend to make sure you die properly and with great suffering.
I guess it's goodbye then. You almost finished the game as well.
Say your prayers, little wizard. Hello? Shoreditch speaking. Who? Hang on a minute. It's some life insurance people. They want to speak to you.
Hello?
Is that Simon the Sorcerer?
Speaking.
This is Calypso here. You did a great job with the wand. We've all turned back to normal. I'm coming to rescue you. Try and stall him for a bit, okay?
Okay.
See you in a bit. Bye.
What did they want?
I think it was a wrong number. Just to tell me my life policy is cancelled. None of your business. I was just taking you out of my will.
Okay, then. Get ready for pain such as you've never imagined.
Hang on a minute.
What is it now? Why can't you just shut up and die?
Have you heard the one about the Vicar and the Mongoose? I have this strange desire to stay alive. I have to stall you until the rescue posse come along. Can I have a last request?
No. Have you heard the one about the butter?
No.
I'd better not tell you. You might spread it.
Oh, ha ha ha.
I haven't got time for jests at the moment, though. I've got far more important things to be doing. And I have a similar desire to kill you unless...
What? What?
Only joking. I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Uh-oh.
Your overactive imagination is getting the better of you. Even if they were coming to rescue you, I could defeat them all single-handed. Let me think about it for a moment. No.
Ho, 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 ho.
It's time for you to die. Ha! That'll teach that little squirt to mess with me. He'll never survive that one. I've got him this time.
What's happening? Who turned out the lights?
Congratulations! Well done! You finished Simon the Sorcerer! Well, Simon, what does it feel like to be a hero?
What's this guy on?
Would you like to say something to your fans? Don't miss next year's sequel!
Don't hold your breath. I'm not going through all that again. Phew, what an awful dream. I guess I must have dropped off. Oh! Looks like I've no say about the sequel.
When I catch the person that set off the sprinkler system, I'll roast them alive. Now, I've got to find a way to relight this damned thing. Just when I was about to finish my new wand as well.
Nice try, loser. You'll have to do better than that to beat me.
Grrr. This time, I'll make sure you die.
You failed again, Sordi. I'm still alive.
Not for much longer, irritating pest.
Hey, Sordi, I'm still here.
Why can't you just play fair and die?
I'm addicted to life, man.
Not for much longer.
I'm getting good at this falling business. I could be a stuntman. Well, what do you know? Hundreds of razor-sharp spikes, and I miss everyone. I wonder what happened to the bridge. It's a cupboard door. Oh, look. There's an elastic band around them. I can't reach it from here. I can't reach it. A fire alarm bell with a push-button center. He looks bored.
I told you, you can't go in without paying. Oi!
Yes?
You've got to buy a ticket to go in.
How much are they?
1 gold piece for you, Sonny.
I'm no child. I'm a mighty wizard. I don't have any money. Would you like to barter for it?
Okay, that'll be 2 gold pieces then. Then this is all the fiery pits you get to see.
Do you do special rates for mighty wizards? I had no idea this place was a tourist attraction. Would you like to barter for a ticket?
Mighty wizards go free. Why do you ask anyway?
Because I am a mighty wizard.
And I'm the tooth fairy.
Why do I get the impression he doesn't believe me?
3 years ago it wasn't. That's King Gerald for you. Have some brochures.
Visit the fiery pits of Rondor. An ideal family day out. See the fires of hell in full effect. And remember, free sunblock for everyone. Sounds really neat. So, why is there no one here?
That's just it, isn't it? The place is at least 150 miles from the nearest village. And the only way to get here is on foot, or by magic. We've only had 2 visitors in the last 3 years. And one was a wizard.
Sordid!
Yeah, that's it. The other was this little green fella. Now, are you gonna pay up or not?
You have to let me in. The fate of the world depends on it. Please, please,
Please, please, please let me in.
No, I'm not. No, I don't. The fate of my job depends on it. No, then you aren't coming in.
It looks absolutely awful to me anyway. Fine. When the world ends, on your head be it. You're making a big mistake, you know.
Okay, I'll swap you one gold piece for the ticket. In that case, you can try out the ticket-selling service.
I'm from the tourist board, and I'm running a routine inspection. I'd better pick it up first. I've got nothing to fire at it.
Fire! I'm out of here.
Changed your mind about letting me in?
No, I haven't.
What do you want me to use it on? It's Skull Island. One gold piece, two gold pieces, three gold pieces, four gold pieces, five gold pieces, six gold pieces, seven gold pieces, eight gold pieces, nine gold pieces, 10 gold pieces, 11 gold pieces, 12 gold pieces, 13 gold pieces, 14 gold pieces, 15 gold pieces, 16 gold pieces, 17 gold pieces, 18 gold pieces, 19 gold pieces, 20 gold pieces, 21 gold pieces, 22 gold pieces, 23 gold pieces, 24 gold pieces, 25 gold pieces, 26 gold pieces, 27 gold pieces, 28 gold pieces, 29 gold pieces, 30 gold pieces, 31 gold pieces, 32 gold pieces, 33 gold pieces, 34 gold pieces, 35 gold pieces, 36 gold pieces, 37 gold pieces, 38 gold pieces, 39 gold pieces, 40 gold pieces, 41 gold pieces, 42 gold pieces, 43 gold pieces, 44 gold pieces. There's a loose piece of paper in it.
Okay, I shall not be moved. Is this guy bothering you?
How did I know this was coming?
I can't smell nothing! Except for the delicious stew, of course.
I suppose so. Would you like me to get you some wood?
I think I'll catch 40 winks. See ya!
Sorry, I didn't realize you were woodworm.
Well, hardly ever.
They're beer bottles.
Goody! I think some more friends have arrived. No one there. Oh, it is so nice to have Persian come visit me. Oh, no! I've run out of stew.
Hang on a minute. I've fallen for this before. If we keep going on like this, then I get butted into the river again.
I'm going to eat you and pop your friend there in the fridge by eating one of my employers.
All right, 5 gold pieces.
What we are is angry, annoyed, bothered, cross, displeased, exasperated, flustered, harassed, irritable, nettled, out of humour, peeved, piqued, put out, riled, ruffled, and vexed. Ain't we, Max?
What the hell do you want?
I've come to rescue you.